Absolutely. And I just find it fascinating that, again, it's younger women and it's also, as we hear in my age group, the almost 50, that it is older women as well, matching the men drink for drink. But the reality is, of course, our livers are not up to it. Neil Williams, pleasure to speak to you, Head of Media at the British Beer and Pub Association. Exactly the sort of contact my husband's been wanting me to make since I've had this job at Talk Radio. These are the people he wants me to become friends with.
I liked your friends from the other day, your birthday.
My birthday friends, they were very nice. This is the voice you're hearing, by the way, is Mr. Jake Yap, who's in the studio. Tell us what's happening on his show. Standing in for John Holmes, of course. Had a very, very lovely day on Tuesday on my birthday with our sparkling wine people. Again, this is the second day in a row we've not had alcohol in the studio, so I don't know what we're doing with our time, friend.
Well, yes, I suppose feigning professionalism in my case. We're going to be talking about Prince Philip, of course. We're going to be talking about the Cassini space probe.
Loving that space probe.
Are you loving that space
probe? I love any of this stuff, yes.
I find it's hard not to anthropomorphize the thing. Because, you know, it's this brave little tiny thing, millions and billions of miles away from home.
I know.
You know, it's hard not to sort of project a little personality.
Oh, he's got all sweet. Isn't he sweet? Goodness knows what's going to happen after 1 o'clock. I'm back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Of course, we'll have the local election results tomorrow morning. Don't forget, if you've got a vote, if the local election's in your area, don't forget to actually vote. People are still dying around the world to have the right to vote. It does matter. So whoever you're going to vote for, go out and use that vote. It's 12:58. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Jake Yap with you after the news at 1. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Your election station.
The tension, the turnout, the tears.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the cup final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle,
ooh, that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you? It's Jake Yap here, covering for John Holmes all this week and Monday, Tuesday next week. I'll be here till 4. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, Prince Philip steps down from public duties, police force fined thousands, and Adele is rolling in it.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has led tributes to the Duke of Edinburgh after it was announced he's giving up public engagements in the autumn. Theresa May says the whole country would want to offer him our deepest gratitude and good wishes. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more from Buckingham Palace.
Prince Philip is 96 next month and is still patron, president or member of more than 780 organisations. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says his clear sense of public duty has been an inspiration for more than 60 years. years. These people certainly agree.
Everyone forgets he was in the war. He served this country well.
I'm just amazed that he's not retired before.
He's my favourite, purely for his sense of humour.
We're told the Duke's decision to step back comes with the full support of his wife, the Queen.
Greater Manchester Police has been fined £150,000 for a data breach. The force sent unencrypted DVDs of interviews with crime victims to the National Crime Agency, but they got lost in the post. It's claimed social media is making teenagers feel jealous, negative or insecure. A survey of 1,000 young people in England has found boys feel pressured to be more muscular and girls thinner. And with £125 million in the bank, Adele is now the richest musician under the age of 30 in Britain and Ireland. The Sunday Times Rich List says her wealth has increased by 50% in the last year alone. Robert Watts, who helps put together the list, has told Talk Radio he thinks it's possible she could top it one day.
What will determine it is whether she wants to keep producing records. And if she's got that passion, then the money will sell. Ironically, she could be significantly richer than the $125 million that we see already, because she's avoided the money-making opportunities that a lot of people in her position would have taken.
She's avoided them.
Yeah, so she hasn't done all the commercial stuff, like clothes or makeup or whatever.
Well, it's funny, we were talking just now with Julia Hartley Brewer about, celebrities who release a fragrance.
Mm.
Apparently Paul Ross did one at just about 5 to 10 this morning.
From all accounts, it's not a pleasant one. It's not going to be a bestseller anytime soon.
It's a matter of opinion. I'd be all over it.
Mm, I think that's more about you than...
Fine. What happened to your charm offensive? What happened to trying to get the chocolate I promised you? What happened to that?
Because it's become evident that you haven't got it. No. That another day you promise all these things and you come up short.
Look.
It's not funny.
Yesterday or the day, whenever, I promised you some
Tuesday.
Chocolate. Tuesday. My God, you don't forget anything, do you?
Not when it's food related.
Yeah.
Is this because... Oh.
I'm hungry all the time.
Why are you hungry all the time?
You've made her hungry, haven't you?
Look,
you
can I have like two lunches every day.
Do you want... I've got some corn cakes with chocolate on. They're really nice.
I mean, that's not the same.
Let's...
Tomorrow you're here, right?
Yeah.
Are you here next week as well?
Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, so I think before next week, you need to come up with your promises, come up with the goods. That means a chocolate bar for me.
Here's the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Thanks, Jake. Sunny spells for many, but cloudier in the south. Breezy for most, with highs of 17 degrees.
Yeah, fragrance is released. Okay, well, right. Is it still business as usual, though? I mean, you're a consummate professional. You'll give us our bonus news at 3:30, won't you?
Maybe.
Cool.
It relies on the chocolate.
Maybe it doesn't. Maybe, you know, you've been in...
You asked for bonus news, I provide
Let's
it.
Let's get the weather.
That happens,
we've had the weather that has to have the sport. Here's the sport. Here's the sport. What's wrong with you?
Good afternoon.
Do you need a
Arsenal
puppy or something?
Arsene Wenger isn't planning on giving Mesut Özil a telling off for his aggressive behaviour following the North London derby defeat on Sunday. The German reportedly swore at staff and kicked a door after being asked to take a drugs test. Wenger says his midfielder was merely frustrated at losing the game. West Ham manager Slaven Bilic says now isn't the time to talk about his future. There have been more reports linking his possible replacements with the London Stadium this week. The Hammers are 15th in the Premier League table with three games left to play. Bilic says he's grown used to speculation given how long it's been going on for.
Not about individuals, it's about the club.
I've had no stimulus today.
Do you think owners will assess you over two seasons? Is that what you would
like? I don't know. I told you now,
it's going to be okay.
I've been asked that kind of questions a few times, more than a few times.
Otherwise,
Finally, cricket. Delhi Daredevils face Gujarat Lions this afternoon in the IPL. Sam Billings up against his England teammate Jason Roy. The whole thing's live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Okay. Thanks very much. Oops. Oh, I nearly spilled my drink all over the... Oh, wait, there's no faders in here. Because someone spilled their drink all over.
Poor Ross.
Throwing down with Paul. All right, thanks very much. Bye, Victoria.
Bye.
You were great. See you in half an hour.
Talk Radio.
What are you thinking for dinner, Brian?
Great Taste of America's back at McDonald's. It's that New York stack.
What's that?
What do you mean, what's that?
It's two beef burgers, baby.
Keep talking, Bri.
A hell of a lot of slaw, pickles and bacon, and my personal bada bing bada boom, a sesame seed bagel. You's up for it?
Sounds awesome.
Great Tastes of America is back at McDonald's. Go all out for the New York Stack in a sesame seed bagel. End 16th of May. Available from 10:30 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
Jake Yab in for John Holmes
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a generic cover show, and I'm your generic host.
It's a generic show.
Your favorite presenter's gone away. They're looking for a brand new post.
Good afternoon, it's Jake Yap in for John Holmes all this week, 1 till 4. I wonder what he's doing. I'm imagining him sugar soaping his alcoves. I mean, like a spot of DIY or something.
Maybe I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a thing people do. Anyway, lots to talk about in the show today, and lots of not politics. If you're a fan of not politics, well, have we got a not politics show for you? It is, of course, the by-elections today, which means we can't talk too much about any of that stuff. But we are still having our semi-regular feature, Follow the Leader, where we follow some party leaders around. It's just that it's more party than leader. More party than political, right?
Well,
is that fair?
It's just there to fill time.
It's just there to fill time. We're just here to fill time from 1 till 4. Good. Well, there are things to talk about in the news. Oh, yeah, the front pages. News. No, I can't read that one. News. Nuclear Juncker. What's that all about? Storm over Eurasia. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think we can go into that.
Connie, is the thing I wanted to ask you, because obviously you're a young person, you're here representing youth.
Yeah.
youth ambassador to Talk Radio. Yes. And how did you cope? How did you manage? How did you cope when WhatsApp went down for, was it 2 or 3 hours in the middle of the night?
Well, I think this will be a little surprise, but I didn't notice.
What?
I just didn't notice, really. I didn't get any messages in that time, but I wasn't really expecting any.
I lost it. I mean, I went to pieces.
Did you?
I mean, I really lost it. We had like a vigil. We were praying. There were candles. people bought not very good flowers from like all night garages, because
really?
That was the only ones they could find and stuff. Mm. Somebody had a guitar, so we burned that. It was just awful. And the thing is, of course, you know, at a time like that, who is it you want to reach out to first? It's family, you know.
Yeah.
And friends. And how do you do that?
It's impossible.
With no WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Apart from texting and phoning.
Facebook
or just
Messenger.
Going around, or Twitter even. Email or fax. So it was really hard, and that's something we wanted to ask you. How did you cope? Did you cope with the WhatsApp outage, and how are you preparing for if it ever happens again? I'm thinking perhaps
it could happen again.
Yeah, a lot of canned goods and stuff and some string to make telephones.
Mm.
Anyway, there was some perhaps more meaningful news, which was there was a special announcement today from Buckingham Palace about Prince Philip. Joining us on the line to talk about that is Charlie Jacoby. Are you there?
I am there. Hello.
Hello. Everything all right?
Yes, very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, good. Just checking. so, yes, I mean, a lot of concern early this morning, and now we know that Prince Philip is stepping down from his duties in...
Yes.
If it's not too prying, where are you?
I'm in the market town of Taunton in Somerset.
Oh, okay. And is it rhino charging through it?
Yes, you know. You'd think that would be bigger news, wouldn't you? But actually, the health of Prince Philip has gripped the nation for the last 6 hours, and we're very, very pleased to find out he's not unhealthy.
Yes, absolutely. I think a lot of relief there for a lot of people. And does this come as a surprise? I mean, it can't be a surprise, right? And the guy, is he 95, 96?
He's 95, he's 96 in June. He has only been to hospital a couple of times in his 90s, which, you know, compared to most people in their 90s, is extraordinary.
Yeah.
But that said, you know, he is mortal, It's likely eventually he will die. So,
it's likely. I'd say it's probable.
In the world of news management, you know, the word is he's next, which is a terrible, terrible thing to say.
Good heavens!
Also reflects reality in some form.
Yes, I guess so. Wow. Yes, I mean, it is amazing how hale and hearty he is, really, at 95, 96. You see him shuffling down the road to get his pension, don't you?
he never shuffles. He always strides. He's always been one of life's striders. He was opening a new cricketing pavilion last Wednesday, and he was basically the same naval officer he's been since the 1940s, as far as we can tell.
Amazing. And what do you think is going to happen in terms of the duties that he's doing? Are they going to get delegated to other members of the royal family?
I think in terms of the day-to-day shuffling or striding, yes, he will be passing
shuffling
that down the line.
They
don't really like to be called, you know, they don't like to be thought of as rent-a-royal, but when situations like this pop up where he simply cannot do it,
yes,
then other people will step in. He's patron of something like 780 charities, organisations, and I don't think he'll completely stop. He'll go on to regimental dinners and things like that. He'll go to stuff that's not too difficult. But I do think he will. We'll find Prince Harry will take on a lot of his work.
Really? So it's going to fall to Harry, you reckon?
I would put some money on that. Yes, if I were a betting man.
Ah, interesting. Because I can't imagine what these sort of protocols are. You know, in terms of who gets what.
The lovely thing about protocols with the royal family is, you know, just like the British Constitution, you kind of get to make it up as you go along. And
works? That makes sense.
Yes. But then you say it's tradition, you know, it is from now, anyway. And, okay. No, it works very well. And for that reason, Harry is the most likely, he's the best fit for the next Prince Philip, really, isn't he?
Right. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'd have to see how good he was at shooting and that. What do you think? I mean, there are some people, do you feel there's an argument to be made? Isn't there a sense that there's an end of an era, in a way, with the royal family? I mean, Queen Elizabeth has, I think, by all metrics you could possibly throw at it, she's been an outstanding monarch.
Yes.
Do you ever feel like maybe, you know, should we just end on a high note, you know, and maybe have more of a sort of a totemic royal family rather than people with any actual constitutional powers, which, of course, they do still have?
I think bringing about the end of the monarchy just because the Queen's a hard act to follow is a sort of talk that'll put you in the Tower of London, I'm afraid. I don't think so. In the 1990s, you know, they were pretty unpopular. Since the Jubilee in 2002, they have been extraordinarily popular.
Yeah.
And it's a funny kind of democracy. You know, they're there because we want them to be there. And when we stop wanting them to be there, perhaps that's when they'll go. But
although, as you said, I could get put in the tower for saying things like that. Obviously, I'm just asking the question. You know, it's my job as a pseudo-journalist.
You're asking for trouble, really.
Right, yes, so you say, when we don't want them anymore, we'll get rid of them, although we might get beheaded.
Well,
in the process.
The first five or six, definitely.
You go first. You go first.
I don't think that's going to happen in the near future. It depends so much on what we think of them. I mean, no. I don't think they're fabulous experts at managing news that they're supposed to be. News has changed extraordinarily in the last 5 years, let alone the last 10 years. But somehow the popularity abides. You know, royalty is somehow, as far as we're concerned, better than celebrity. It works, and it works for us, the Brits.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, what do you think? I mean, when is the Queen going to quit her duties? Because she's no spring chicken either, and she still does a lot, doesn't she?
She does. No, perhaps this is a little bit of a dry run for a slowing down. I will run down to the betting shop and say a pound says she won't abdicate. I think it'll.
Well, she's said, hasn't she, that she would never do that, hasn't she?
She has, but as I said, she does get to make it up a bit if she wants to. And And also, you know, will there be a Regency? No, there won't be a Regency. I think we are very
just for those of us not up to speed, what's that?
Those of us not born in the 18th century, like me, what happens is king is just to be too old and mad to reign, therefore his son, the Prince Regent, takes over, turns out to be extremely unpopular and builds Brighton Pavilion.
Right.
The thing for the Queen these days, she doesn't have to do that because Prince Charles can just take on more and more, and he is. Mm. And Prince William can take on more and more and more. You know, yeah. Prince Philip coined the term, they're a royal family firm.
Right. That's a nice, yes. Happy families and all that.
Something like that. Yeah. I'm sure you can get Royal Happy Families card game. That'd be very good.
Yeah, not at home. Well, which home? So, thank you very much. I think news outlets all over the world, including us working on the show, can breathe a sigh of relief this afternoon for many reasons. But thank you very much for talking about that with us today. That was Charlie Jacoby, a freelance journalist and royal expert. After the break, we're going to be talking about how did you survive the WhatsApp outage? I mean, I'm hearing stories. It just sounds awful out there, and I've been trying to keep it together as a professional, and it's hard. It's really hard. People uninstalled WhatsApp and then reinstalled it.
No.
And they lost all their, I'm using a youth term here, Cornelius, convos. They lost them. Wow. So please let me know how you weathered that storm. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You okay, mate?
Yeah.
Okay. Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There you go. Also coming up in the next half an hour or so, we're going to be talking about space. New images have come from the Cassini probe going around Saturn. We'll be talking about those coming up later.
Election 2017.
Join the conversation party.
Yes, of course, at once.
Talk Radio.
The Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio with the Sunday Times. Brought to you by Skoda, driven by something different. All this week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness, where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account. Investigate the Alternative Rich List with the Sunday Times. All this week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
At DFS, you'll find an inspiring choice of spring collection sofas. They're all handmade to order and up to half price. But selected sofas end Monday. DFS.
At first, I was worried I wouldn't belong in the army. I thought you had to be really athletic. And I didn't even like running for the bus before I joined. On our first run, I was struggling at the back. And one of the instructors slowed down. And instead of just shouting at me like I thought he would, he just ran with me. Thanks to him, I'm a physical training instructor now. I'll literally never forget how much he helped me that day.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army, be the best.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4 p.m, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle,
ooh, that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Only one issue on the motorways. There's a broken down vehicle on the M5 southbound between 28 at Columpton and 29 at Exeter. In Worcestershire, it's still struggling on the A38 because of a set of temporary traffic lights outside the Droitwich Travel Lodge, with queues back to the M5 at Junction 5 and past Chateau Impney. It's also busy on the A40 through Gloucester because of the roadworks at the Elmbridge Court roundabout. The queues are back to the C&G roundabout. And roadworks also causing delays on Eastern Avenue and Western Avenue in Cardiff. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
Roll up, roll up. Come spin the wheel of uncertainty.
Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels like this each month,
you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Unlike BT and Sky, who've just put their prices up, our low monthly fixed price plans have a no price rise guarantee for their entire length. Like unlimited broadband for £22.95 a month, including line rental, for the whole 18 months. Break the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Conditions apply.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
I turned on the telly when I got home from school. You were there in your wellies in a yellow cagoule.
And you know what? The next Full Set Breakfast is going to be a really wild experience. Not because we've got the first election results round one. No, no, no. Really wild because we're joined live by Michaela Strachan, you lucky people, on the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Ding dong.
Michaela Strachan, you broke my heart. Michaela Strachan, you tore me apart. Michaela Strachan, you broke my heart when I was torn.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Jake Yap in for John Holmes all this week and Monday and Tuesday as well. And you know, WhatsApp. I mean, guys. Gosh, guys. Wow, isn't it? It was out for what, 2-3 hours? I mean, that's a lifetime for a teenager. A lifetime for you, Cornelius. It's what, a good 50 years.
Well, yeah.
Well, how old are you? 20.
I'm 24.
Yeah. See, for me at 43, 2 or 3 hours feels like.
What?
You know, what, 2 or 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah. So, it's a long time.
I just measure it out in Harry Potter films, being young.
You're rewatching all the Harry Potter films, aren't you?
I am, at the moment. Yeah, did I tell you that?
Yes, you did. Yeah. What are you up to? Are you watching them every night?
Well, I've watched one a night for the past 2 nights, which isn't that impressive, and I probably won't tonight.
And you're combining this with watching documentaries about hostages?
Yeah, so.
That's a weird combination, man. You must be having some strange dreams.
I have actually, yeah.
Have you? Go on.
Yeah. Oh, no, because it's always dull. But yeah, I basically took a hostage last night.
Are you serious?
Yeah, then realised my mistake and let him go and ran off.
Oh my God.
I was in the desert and I don't know why.
Please send help. The address is 18. So there's been the WhatsApp outage and I've been asking people how they coped with it, and we had some suggestions come through on Twitter. If you'd like to tweet, it's at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Yeah, fine. I asked people how did you survive, and Gary says, "Well, I survived by not being aware of it."
That's what I did. I was too busy watching Harry Potter.
Yeah, and Graham, he just said. Too soon. Too soon, mate. It's too soon. You can't. So, we're going to be talking about all sorts of things to do with, you know, surviving the next WhatsApp outage. Because, you know, I'm sorry, but you're being naive if you think it's never going to happen again. It will. And are you going to be ready? So I've had a quick look at a website here and... would you like to know some of the basics of survival and prepping?
Yeah, go on.
Just in case it ever goes out again.
Yeah.
Okay, well, would you like to know how to make a feather stick for fire lighting?
Yeah, sure.
Because then you could do smoke
What's
signals
a feather
instead
stick?
Of... Well, you see? Youth of today, I have no idea.
Is it just another word for a match?
I think, no, it's a stick that looks like a feather.
Okay.
So you basically, okay. And this
article, make a pillow and some duvets.
That would take a long. It looks like you just get a stick, and then with a knife you sort of peel it down.
Yeah.
So it's more like a flower stick. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like little bits that.
I used to do that. Pull. Scouts sharpen the edge and then eat your dinner with it.
No, I don't. No, it looks like that. It looks all curly.
You shave bits off the edge, you don't completely remove the bits, so they go all curly. Let's just make, yep.
It's like giving a stick pubic hair.
Yes.
Basically, and then you can set fire to it, which you would never do, obviously, with them.
Anyway.
Okay, sorry. I hope you're enjoying your lunch. there's that. There's some other stuff. Would you like to know how to make the best ever survival bread?
I think I know this. Do you make dough twists and then twist it round a stick and then hold that above a fire?
How do you know all this stuff?
I was a scout.
Wow.
Dough twists, yeah. And I tell you what, they taste absolutely horrid. They really do.
Really?
Even with like ketchup on, which probably doesn't add. But no, and then it sort of, they never bake properly and they will just sit in your stomach for a good week.
Oh, man. Still fermenting. I never went to scouts or anything like that.
No, you should. It's brilliant.
No, I was painfully shy as a child, and I just couldn't handle that. My parents sort of tried. They took me to the Woodcraft Folk, which is like the hippie version of scouts, isn't it?
Okay.
And I remember going there once and sort of sitting next to my mother, and kind of just looking at it in a kind of, I'm sorry, you want me to participate in that? Because that's not happening. So no, I couldn't do any of that. I didn't, you know.
Shame you missed out on a lot. Arwen was
more like what, eating raw dough?
Well, yeah, but Arwen was largely yearly trips to Fort Park and Alton Towers.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was really awesome.
That would be a lot of fun. I could live with that. But you know, I did the whole group children thing, and
I didn't realise I did know so much about survival though. It's quite excited.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I know how to start a fire. That's good.
Mm.
Dough twists, I would have met. But normally I just opt for sausages or something. You can cook those in the same way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where, you know, you're supposed to find
sausages.
Where are
you getting dough twists from?
Well, that's a fair point too. I don't know. They haven't thought this through.
No.
Would you like some basic do's and don'ts of survival should WhatsApp go out again?
Probably already know them, but go ahead.
The biggest do in survival...
Mm.
Is mental attitude. So that's you finished. having a positive, I'm quoting from this website, it's a UK Prepper's Guide.
Yeah.
Having a positive, quote, I can survival attitude.
Okay.
Will set you apart from others, okay? Do gain knowledge about all aspects of survival. You've done that. You've mm-hmm. covered that. Do build up a good equipment kit. What have you got right now on you that would let you survive?
An empty bottle of Pepsi Max, which I can fill with water and transport.
That's good.
I've got a Metro newspaper, which you can start a fire with.
Yeah, I've got both of those, and...
Oh, you've got a pen knife on you?
Yeah.
Is that legal to carry around?
Sure.
Why? Isn't it?
It's not more than an 18-inch blade.
Okay, but still, why are you carrying knives?
Okay, it's like, it's look, it's just
it's
for pen. Like...
It's a Swiss Army
it's
knife.
It's a screwdriver. Yeah, look. I got a screwdriver, so if I needed to, like, mend a Walkman, survival.
A Walkman?
On my phone, you know, to get WhatsApp. If I needed to take the WhatsApp out and wash it in a stream and then put the WhatsApp back into my phone, I could do that with my screwdriver.
Do you always carry that around with you? That actually scares me. Have we been broadcasting with you having been armed this whole time?
Look, you never know what's going to happen in here. You know, unless you're Julia Hartley Brewer and you've just done a two over Paul Ross. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, your survival stories and advice, should WhatsApp ever go out again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Any word you like.
Yeah, just do it. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio. The Duke of Edinburgh is retiring from public engagements. From August, 95-year-old Prince Philip will stop carrying out official royal duties. Buckingham Palace says his decision has the full support of the Queen and is not down to medical reasons. Her Majesty's former press secretary, Dickie Arbiter, has told Talk Radio it's not a surprise.
He did say when he was 90 that he was scaling back. And he did also say at 90 that his short-term memory is not what it used to be. He finds writing speeches difficult. And he's just made a decision approaching his 96th birthday that time now to hang up his speeches, hang up his duties.
Greater Manchester Police has been hit with a £150,000 fine for a data breach. It's after footage of interviews with victims of violent or sexual crimes got lost in the post. The French Prosecutor's Office is investigating allegations Marine Le Pen spread fake news during a pre-election TV debate last night. Her rival Emmanuel Macron has filed a complaint after she implied he has an offshore account. A member of his camp says they will not hesitate to prosecute for defamation anyone who repeats this false information. Social media is being blamed for a lack of body confidence among teenagers. The National Citizen Service says its research of English youngsters show more than half have felt or do feel insecure about their appearance. And Warwick Davis has kicked off Star Wars Day celebrations, tweeting, "May the 4th be with you," to fans. The actor is filming the next instalment at the moment, Star Wars The Last Jedi, which features the late Carrie Fisher and is out in December. The weather... sunny spells for many, but cloudier in the south. Breezy for most, of the highs of 17 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
How did you cope with the WhatsApp outage, Victoria? Were you okay?
Yeah, I was having a kitchen nightmare, so I wasn't really looking at my phone.
What was your kitchen?
Your WhatsApp never works anyway. That's what you told me.
I never said that.
You did, because I kept messaging you and the messages weren't getting through, you said.
So. Yes, Cornelius, you're right. I have a faulty WhatsApp.
Yeah, see, so it's unfair to ask Victoria, really.
Yeah.
Well, I would never, you know, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with your WhatsApp, you know.
It's not very nice.
Well, just me, I don't think it would be
appropriate. You're bullying me again. So you promised me chocolate, and now you're like, oh, I don't want to message you because I hate you. Is that what you're saying? And then you're armed in here, and I'm really worried about what you're going to do with your weapon.
You threw yourself more than me. Amazing. My tiny, stubby, one-inch weapon. Fine. If that's... enjoying yourself. That's good. There you go. I'm glad you're having a great time. My tiny, stubby, one-inch weapon.
Please stop talking about it.
Well, you brought it up. You raised it.
I did not.
You were the one. Thanks very much, Victoria. Is that it? Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye time, Victoria. Bye-bye time. See you at 2 o'clock. Bye-bye.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Election Countdown with Paul Ross on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's me, Paul Ross, talking a load of old ballots. In the run-up to the general election, I'm with you every Sunday from 11 till 3, so join me and we'll talk about what a week that was.
Plus, look ahead to the big stories set to hit the headlines in the coming days. From Brexit to the budget, immigration to education. Better call Paul and get your voice heard. Election Countdown with Paul Ross, this Sunday morning from 11 on your election station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Honestly... the main use for my penknife, I would just say, is actually, I wish I could come up with some sort of hard man thing about, oh, well, you know, I use it to whittle or something.
Mm.
Or to make feather sticks. Didn't Ken Dodd have one of those? Its main application is it's got a toothpick in it.
Oh, really?
It's brilliant having a toothpick.
I'll tell you what, yeah, that is a good item to carry around with you.
Yeah.
I always end up looking for the corner of, like, crisp packets or so. It's horrible.
Exactly. It's basically £50 on a plastic toothpick. That is basically all there is. So, thanks very much for your WhatsApp prepping survival stories. Julie says, we all sat round and read the Bible, crying and waiting for the rapture. It's the Bible done in emoticons. It's like the new King James one, but it's like... It's the new crown emoji, James. Dave says, my dad took us down to the bunker he'd prepared for just such an occasion. We're still down there. We can't open the door. Send help. I did actually WhatsApp him back saying, well, where are you? And but it's only got one tick by it.
Send a pin.
There's no blue ticks. Yeah, exactly. And Liz says, my husband was so frustrated at the WhatsApp going down, he retired from his job and has gone to live in the woods. Well, I hope he's got a toothpick. Isn't it? In 10 minutes' time, we're going to be talking about the Cassini space probe. It's going to be great. What do those images mean?
What does Cassini mean?
Is it just French for blackcurrant?
Sounds like a type of pasta to me.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely. It's ricotta.
Mm.
Mm. Do you like Cassini stuffed or... Anyway, look, we do need to, because look, the story right in the Daily Telegraph, okay?
Okay, read it aloud.
Well, it says, ration the dishwasher. Drought is looming.
Now, I have a dishwasher.
Right.
And I'm currently living alone. And
you
I've
don't.
Been putting
you
it on
don't.
Far too much.
You monster!
Out of laziness.
Oh, my God.
I put it on last night after one meal for one.
Oh, my God. And Do you really?
I only had oven food as well, so it would have had a plate, a set of cutlery, an oven tray, but there was no way I was going to wash that by hand. I'm so sorry, everyone. I didn't realise that I was causing a drought. If anything, it's a half dishwasher, so it's thinner, if that helps.
It helps.
Good.
But it's not great, mate. It's not okay. Dishwashing, I think probably the single greatest source of spats in relationships is dishwasher stacking and how it's done.
Mm.
Some people, they put stuff in and it palpably is not going to drain.
Yes, Joe does that, my flatmate.
There you go.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Putting glasses up the right way up.
What?
And then... even worse, when he takes them out of the dishwasher when they're clean and he puts them back in the cupboard, upside down. So the rim is touching the bottom of the shelf where germs could be.
I never understood why. Because these are people who probably clean their cupboards. You know, they live in clean cupboard houses. I live in a sticky cupboard house. It's just a given, you know? But dishwashers... Oh. Okay, here's a question. I'm going to throw this one out, right? If you have a dishwasher at home... where does the wooden spoon go? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at talkradio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Where does the wooden spoon go?
If you think
clean
in
suggestion.
The cutlery basket.
Oh, no, no.
Then
no.
You are a monster.
You're right. Yeah. How can I respect you? I bought quite a sort of posh dishwasher.
Mm.
And it's almost too powerful.
Really?
Yeah, because what it does is when I'm washing yogurt pots for recycling.
Mm.
It flips them.
Yeah.
So I put them face down to drain, obviously. Mm. But it's so powerful, the jets flip them and then they fill with brackish water.
Yeah, yeah. No, my dishwasher does that with a few glasses if they're not stacked correctly by my
family. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Anyway, apparently there is going to be a drought. There's been half the usual level of rainfall.
Is it dishwashers
then
that are the problem?
Well, they're just saying don't run a dishwasher when it's got, say, a plate, a knife and a fork in it, Cornelius.
I had an oven tray as well and a couple pint glasses, I'd wager.
Okay. But yeah, the thing is with dishwashers is that if you have stacked them properly, it uses less water than washing up.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I'm glad about that. Because I normally we're fine. Dishwasher goes on every day, but it's full and I stack it so brilliantly. Like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
so
yeah.
good. My dad would be proud.
Yeah.
So I'm glad. I'm glad I'm saving the world.
You are. You're saving the world one dishwasher load at a time. Except for last night.
I've got a question. Sorry, I love dishwasher talk.
No, me too.
Cutlery basket.
Well, go on.
How do you do it?
Mate.
Do you know the secret?
Well, here's what I'll tell you. I don't anymore.
What?
I'll tell you in a minute. tell me what the secret is. Is it grouping? Okay. Do you group?
Yeah, grouping.
Right.
It's amazing. So mine's got four compartments as well, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
So knives in one, forks in the other, spoons, and then
teaspoons. I mean,
yeah, and it's great because when you unload it, it's just grab and put into the droid. Don't have to spend time. Oh, it's great, it's brilliant.
I see manufacturers used to tell you not to do that because they'll stick together, they'll tessellate.
Oh, yeah, they'd
too
like
much.
That, they'd like that, wouldn't they?
Perverts. Yeah, it's a conspiracy, it's totally a conspiracy.
How do you not use your cutlery basket?
Because my new posh dishwasher. It's got the thing in the top, a rack that you pull out, and then you just slot your cutlery in piece by piece in this rack. Don't look at me like that, dude. Don't look at me like that.
I think I have the similar rack, but I put cutting knives on there, chopping knives.
Has it got lots of little grooves, like a tiny weeny, like if you had plates that were made for beetles?
Yeah.
You could put it in. Yeah, that's for knives and forks and stuff.
We put our
That's your cutlery
knives.
Rack, mate. That's your cutlery rack. Oh, you idiot. I've lost so much respect for you in this link. It's just incredible. Fine. That terminates dishwasher chat for today.
For now.
Yeah. We will, of course, have more every 15 minutes here on Talk Radio until midnight. We've got the Cassini Space Probe. Now, there's a posh dishwasher. It's not a dishwasher. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's in space. It's a long way away. It's gone through Saturn. It's basically dying. It's going through all these little orbits, and it's going to crash and burn. But it's taking some amazing pictures on the way. So we're going to be talking to Sheila Canini, who did her PhD on the Cassini Probe, after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops you feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag refreshing stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause the citrus ain't enough.
Van Buster, now on. Pulse Crete, 20 kilograms, just £3.42 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point members only.
Trade point! 1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. Brr. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 northbound, two lanes are closed between 10 for Walsall and Wolverhampton and 10A for the M54. Following accident involving a van and a car, the queues are back to junction 8 for the M5 and also queuing on the link from the M5 onto the M6 north. On the M5 northbound in Worcestershire, there's a broken down vehicle blocking off the inside lane between 5 for Droitwich and 4A for the M42. And roadworks are causing delays at the Elmbridge Court roundabout in Gloucester, with queues on the A40 back to the C&G roundabout and also struggling through roadworks on Western Avenue in Cardiff. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
Roll up, roll up. Come spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels like this each month,
you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Unlike BT and Sky, who've just put their prices up, our low monthly fixed price plans have a no price rise guarantee for their entire length. Like unlimited broadband for £22.95 a month, including line rental, for the whole 18 months. Break the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Conditions apply.
Jerry. You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show right here only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show this Saturday from midnight only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Dishwasher Chats with Cornelius and Jake. It's a new format Talk Radio's been playing with. Sponsored by Dishwashers. It's not. This NASA probe, then, very exciting. It's been flying through Saturn's rings. And to find out more about what it's found or not found, I'm delighted to say we're now going to be talking to Sheila Canini, who studied Cassini, eating linguine stuffed in a panini. I mean, hello?
Hello. I've never been introduced like that before.
Well, I mean, is this nominative determinism?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
It's got to be a little bit. Anyway, so yes, you're the Education Outreach and Diversity Officer at the Royal Astronomical Society. Yeah. Obviously, you've been following Cassini quite closely.
Yeah,
I'm sure. And where is it now? What's happening to it?
So the Cassini mission has been orbiting Saturn for over a decade, Wow. And it's been one of the most exciting and interesting flagship planetary missions that NASA and the European Space Agency have ever done, mostly because it's been extended so many times. And it's finally coming to the end of its life. So the plan is to plunge Cassini into Saturn on the 15th of September of this year. And between now and then, it's going to do some very exciting orbits of the planet in between the planet and the rings, which has never been done before.
Wow. Okay, so the rings, I'm drawing it on a piece of paper. You've got the planet, and then Yep. You've got the rings, and this is the bit, like the gap between the rings Yeah. And the...
Yeah, so we've Cassini's been orbiting Saturn for almost 14 years, but Wow. It's always kind of kept its distance, partly to protect the instrument and partly because it was doing other kinds of science. And now we're on the home straight. So the two orbits in the gap have happened, and there's 20 more before it plunges into Saturn.
And was this always the plan, that it would eventually sort of crash and burn?
No. So when it was first launched, it was supposed to last about 2 years, and then it was extended, and then it was extended again. And this is the final extension. It's called the grand finale. Watch this space for the next few months.
It's hard, isn't it, not to anthropomorphise this brave little robot out there, isn't
it? Definitely. I don't know if you ever saw the Rosetta mission cartoons as well, and personifying these inanimate objects gives them a whole different kind of meaning, really. And Cassini's done such a good job. I mean, if you drove your car to Scotland and left it running for 14 years, it wouldn't work as well as Cassini has been working in space.
Definitely not in Scotland. Well, I did one summer there at the Edinburgh Festival last August, and that was enough to finish me off. So what are they hoping to find? What have they found?
The Cassini mission has found so many moons of Saturn that we didn't know existed. We've discovered a lot about moons, for example, Titan, which is bigger than the planet Mercury. It's covered in, it's got an atmosphere, it's got rivers and lakes and seas, but it's not liquid water, it's liquid methane. And then there's a very small moon called Enceladus, which is covered in ice. But from the South Pole, there's cracks in the ice and there's plumes of salty water being ejected from the South Pole, which means that Enceladus has got a liquid ocean underneath the ice, and it's sort of the right conditions for life.
Yeah. That moon is basically having a wee.
Yeah, an icy cold one, yeah.
Yeah. Again, we're back to Scotland. Crikey, so all of this data's come from this one little probe.
Yes, it's about the size of a double-decker bus.
I was going to say, how big is it? A double-decker bus?
Yeah, roughly.
Crikey, that's quite big then. I didn't think it was that big. Yeah. I was imagining a little sort of, well, dishwasher, but then there's
slightly bigger, yeah.
Crikey. I was wondering with these probes, you know, with things like 3D printing and stuff,
Mm-hmm.
Are there any moves afoot to, like, wouldn't you want to, like, send a thing up with some raw materials and some blank PCBs, like circuit boards,
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, as we invent better cameras and equipment down here, it could actually then replicate and build them out there and upgrade itself on the way?
That would be very clever. I know that there are plans to use 3D printers on the International Space Station.
Really?
To build parts of things up there rather than having to take them up. But I've never thought about the spacecraft replicating itself while it's out there. That's very clever.
Well, you're welcome. If you you know, obviously you move in these circles, you know, if you want to put in a good word for me, you know.
I will do, yeah.
I have this kind of out of the box thinking all the time, Sheila. So it crashes and burns. And what is it they hope to learn with the crash and the burn?
Well, partly the reason for crashing into Saturn is to stop it from crashing into one of the moons, because if it crashes into one of the moons that could have life on it, might contaminate them.
Right.
Crashing into Saturn is safer because Saturn will it will burn up as it crashes into Saturn.
Right.
But we should be able to take data and images and things quite close up until the crash. So that will certainly be data that we've never had before and pictures that we've never had before of the surface of Saturn.
And you say just in case there's life on one of these moons in a fairly casual way. I mean, is that possible?
If we're going to find life in the solar system, I would put my money on it being on somewhere like Enceladus.
How much money would you put on it, Sheila?
I don't have that much money. But when I talk about life, I don't mean little green men. I mean kind of microbial life swimming about in the ocean of Enceladus.
Yeah. And so what's the... It flew through this ring gap and stuff.
Yeah.
And what did they find in the gap of the rings? Because there was a sound or something. Is this right? They recorded the sound of it?
Yeah, that's right. So one of the instruments can detect radio waves. So they made that into an audio file. And what they found in the gap was nothing, basically. So there's lots and lots and lots of noise when Cassini was flying over the planet and then over the rings. But in the gap, it went quite quiet. And people had suggested that the gap wouldn't be empty, that it would have dust and particles in. But actually, it was a lot emptier than expected. So that was surprising. What that means, I'm not sure yet.
And the thing is with Saturn's rings, because Saturn is big, isn't it? How big is Saturn?
Yeah. It's 10 times wider than the Earth.
Crikles.
It's huge.
And yet Saturn's rings, they're not that thick, are they?
No, they're quite thin, but they're quite wide.
Yeah. How thick are they?
I'm not sure.
Isn't it like 50 meters or something? Tiny.
It's that sort of order, yeah. Wow. So if you look at the rings edge on, they just look like a thin line across the centre of Saturn.
Yeah, crazy. And so what's next? I mean, are there other probes out there? What's kind of next on the horizon for space exploration after Cassini crashes and burns?
At the moment, Jupiter's of interest. So there's a NASA spacecraft called the Juno mission, which is orbiting Jupiter. But there will hopefully be a British and European mission called JUICE that's going to Jupiter in the next few years. And
JUICE.
Then Mars, JUICE, yeah, JUICE. So it stands for Jupiter Icy Moon Explorer Mission or something. And then they made the acronym JUICE.
I feel like half of the space exploration budget goes on thinking up the acronyms.
Definitely.
That's exciting. What are they hoping to find in and around Jupiter?
Well, again, the moons are very interesting. There's a moon similar to Enceladus. There's a moon called Europa, which could have sort of life and oceans and those kinds of things on.
Because that was Arthur C. Clarke in 2001. Europa was where sort of that was the sort of gateway to the alien race, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
What first got you into what you're doing now?
I'd like to be an astronaut. So when I was 13, I decided I wanted to be an astronaut, and Google didn't exist then. So I went to the library and I read about astronauts. And one astronaut, Michael Foll, has got a PhD in astrophysics. So when I was 13, I said, I'm going to get a PhD in astrophysics. And here I am today.
That's amazing. And have you put your name down?
I would go. I haven't had a chance to put my name down yet. But again, the money thing, if I was a millionaire, I'd go in a heartbeat.
Would you really?
Definitely, yeah.
Even though, because I feel like astronauts, you have to be really brilliant. I mean, obviously, like, intellectually, academically, really smart. physically incredibly fit, but you just have to have just this one little bit missing, which is any kind of a vivid imagination. Because, I mean, you know, you're sitting in, well, to quote Bowie, in a tin can, hurtling thousands of miles a minute through the vast, uncaring void of space.
Yes.
And yeah. That's what you want to do, is it?
Yeah, well, I kind of want to feel like I want to kind of float around and see what it feels like in microgravity.
Just run a bath.
Yeah, float in the bath. It's not quite the same.
No, I guess not. Probably not. Oh gosh. Well, we wish you luck with your endeavours there.
Thank you.
And hopefully, you know, if we could talk to you maybe towards September when Cassini finally bids adieu. It's been lovely to talk to you. Also, the last question is: do you have a dishwasher?
I do.
We were just talking about dishwashers. There's a drought on.
How do you stack it?
Yeah, how do you stack? Are you good? Would you? Everyone thinks they're a good stacker.
Or?
Yeah, do you go freestyle?
Completely ad hoc, and we don't rinse before we put stuff in either.
Now, how does that
question.
Does that work? Because what happens
it's
with
fine.
The what happens with the filter though? Are you not cleaning the filter all the time?
No, we don't put big bits of food down there, but we don't sort of wash away sauce or anything. And the filter touch wood seems fine. But if it breaks now, I'm going to blame you.
It's nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with me. You've only got yourself to blame. Sheila, it's been lovely to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. That was Sheila Canini, the Education Outreach and Diversity Officer at the Royal Astronomical Society. Doesn't mean, would you go to space? Because you're quite keen on space, aren't you, Cornelius?
I hate space stories, so...
You do, don't you?
I much prefer dishwasher chat.
Yeah, you really lit up for that.
Yeah, so this story is Saturn has some more rings on it.
No, there's a gap. The story is literally nothing. It's a nothing story. The fact is that there's nothing between Saturn's rings and Saturn, and they were expecting there'd be like gas or dust.
Why do we need to know this? This is my argument.
Because
even if there was stuff there, it wouldn't make a difference to our lives here on Earth.
It will.
It wouldn't affect my train journey
will,
home.
Because it won't. It will help us make better dishwashers. If we can harness that nothing and turn that into the filters on dishwashers, so we don't have to pull out the filters and wash them out depending on how often you rinse your stuff.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
I don't think it's related.
That's fair. After the news, we've got Follow the Leader. We're going to be talking about, international leaders, because we can't do... UK ones today because there's elections going on. So we've got all of them. We've got Macron, we've got Le Pen, we've got Trump, and we've got Abbas, which is, you know, one of the best bands of the 70s. Coming up after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
As the nation gets ready to go to the polls, don't miss Talk Radio's dedicated election 2017 coverage.
Join the conversation party
on your election station, Talk Radio.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with a new car or van at their sales event between the 28th of April and the 7th of May. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall Sales Event. Simple. On selected models across the range registered by the 31st of May at participating retailers from the 28th of April to the 7th of May. £500 on a prepaid debit card. Full T's and C's apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/sales event.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Get all the exclusive Showbiz scoops every day with The Sun. Join me, Dan Wootton, for the world's best Showbiz column, Bazaar. Packed full with Access All Areas updates, plus the latest gossip from your favourite celebs. And know what's worth channel hopping for with Bazaar TV.
Go on, pick up the Sun today for just 50p.
Dave, this is not the way to the ground. Please put the sat-nav on.
Sat-nav? I don't need that. I'm a human compass, me.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
David, I don't think this is Wembley, is it?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and accas only. Please bet responsibly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It's 2 o'clock. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, Duke to retire, father jail for baby murder, and an Aussie MP reveals how he was knocked out.
Talk Radio.
Prince Philip will stop carrying out public engagements this autumn. The Prime Minister has led tributes to the 95-year-old Duke of Edinburgh, saying the whole country would want to offer him their deepest gratitude and good wishes. These tourists at Buckingham Palace think it's understandable.
He's played a good innings. I think we'll miss his unique personality.
Most people retire at like 60, so he's done well to carry on.
We all have to retire sometime. He's been a good figurehead for the country.
But Graham Smith, the chief executive of the anti-monarchy campaign group Republic, has been less than complimentary.
All this fawning and trying to praise Prince Philip, he's a fairly ordinary figure. He hasn't really done an awful lot for anybody, really. I mean, he's lived a fairly comfortable life as the husband of the head of state. He comes across as rather rude and cantankerous.
A police force has been fined £150,000 after footage of interviews with victims of violent or sexual crimes got lost in the post. Greater Manchester Police sent unencrypted DVDs to the National Crime Agency. They've never been found. A man who killed his three-month-old son by throwing him against a hard surface has been jailed for at least 21 years. 34-year-old Robert Hines from Bournemouth murdered baby Julian in April last year. The High Court has ruled a gay British man shouldn't be extradited to Turkey because of inhumane prison conditions. Rosalie Charles failed to return to the country for a court case in 2006 when he was convicted of raping a Turkish man. He denies the charge. And an Australian MP has been left with stitches after he knocked himself out while laughing at TV comedy Veep. Graham Perrett choked on sushi while watching the satire after he laughed at the wrong time. He told ABC, then knocked himself out after somehow hitting the edge of his kitchen island.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my, it's my dream to do that to someone one day.
Being so funny.
Yeah. Oh man, that's awful.
Yeah. I think.
Can you sue? Like, is it one of those things, you know, is this going to be a new thing?
I'm not sure that he is able to do that.
You never know.
I think he's taken it in good will, hasn't he? He's, all the cast of the show have tweeted him, saying, telling him to be careful.
That's nice. Mm. Always be careful with sushi, guys. Always. We've been talking about dishwashers, obviously.
Yeah.
And bonus dishwasher news at 3:30, right?
No, it's vegetable news.
Oh, okay. It's just worth a try. What's your thing about dishwashing, then?
When I was a child and pocket money,
yeah,
my parents would pay me and my older brother 5p each time for emptying it. And then it went up to 10p when we got a little bit older. And the way we'd mark it off on the calendar is put our initial, so me, V. He's called Matt, so an M. And then one day...
Why are you so angry about that?
Because one day he changed all the V's to M's.
Oh!
In a bid to get extra money.
That is clever.
How enterprising.
He's really annoying.
Is he a millionaire now?
No. He's doing far better than I am, though.
There you go. You've got to have that ruthless streak.
Yeah.
You know what your problem is? You're always thinking of others.
Mm, I'm not sure that's true.
No, neither am I.
I did change it to put my full initials after that.
Yeah. VB. But surely he could have just changed that to MB.
VLB. Put my middle name in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Matthew Luke Bourne. That was unfortunate too. Well, that's an amazing story. Literally.
But stacking wise, this is what we really focused
on. Yeah, really.
On. I mean, that's
really.
That we're not. I mean, I don't think we're technically allowed to talk dishwasher politics today, are we?
No, obviously we're not with the by-elections.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. But stacking wise, we are.
I mean, it's a controversial one.
Do you
isn't
soak
it?
Off the jam jar labels first?
No.
See, I find this weird that you're putting products. Like yogurt pots and jam jars.
Maybe what do you do with your recycling?
I'd just rinse them out before you. Because they don't have to be super clean, do they?
I think they're supposed to be completely clean.
Well, I bet they still get recycled.
I tell you, the problem with that is not hummus pots, but like the ones that you get like artichokes or olives in from the supermarket.
Mm.
You put them in the supermarket, they go like shrinky. They're like shrinky dinks. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just can imagine that they do that. I can just imagine that they do that.
Unbelievable. It's just lie after lie.
Also, you're fancy for buying fresh ones, not just like the jars.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Time to move on.
Yeah.
Being heckled by jingles now, fine.
Okay, weather. Sunny spells for many, cloudier in the south, breezy for most with highs of 17 degrees.
Thank you very much.
So no drought?
No droughts, apparently.
Not that I'm aware of.
No, okay, good.
Thanks. I mean, I haven't looked.
We'll have more dishwasher news in half an hour's time. Let's catch up with the latest sports.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino says his side can make Chelsea that little bit more nervous tomorrow evening. They'll cut the Premier League leaders' cushion to 1 point with a win over West Ham. Chelsea don't play Middlesbrough until Monday. Pochettino says it's his side's responsibility to chase the Blues all the way home.
It's important for the Premier League to put pressure, to be interested to the end of the season. But of course, it's a great opportunity for us Friday to try to reduce the gap and put a little bit pressure.
Manchester United can take a huge step towards the Europa League final later. They're in Spain for the first leg of their last four tie with Celta Vigo in Talk Sports live commentary game. Finally, cricket. Delhi Daredevils face Gujarat Lions this afternoon in the IPL. It's Sam Billings up against his England teammate Jason Roy. The whole thing's live over on Talk Sport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
JPL in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, we'll get you talking and play music as well. Yeah, class. It's the dishwasher hour here on... no, it's not. It's okay. But I do want to know about your stacking issues. Have you ever actually broken up with anyone because of the way they stack the dishwasher? I mean, it's possible, isn't it? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yeah, because, you know, genuinely. This all came about because there's a drought. We were talking about prepping for doomsday. And obviously we're talking about that because of WhatsApp being out of action in the early hours of this morning. And people, I mean, just terrible. People now vowing that they will be prepared for the next outage. So hard. So hard. Liz. Oh, no, we did that one. Sarah says, my mum went down to the local Tesco and bought all the canned food they had left. This is because of the WhatsApp outage. We now have 200 cans of cat food and no cats. You see, I've been stockpiling rats because I know Armageddon's coming and I know it's going to be the currency. You know, it's speculative, but... Okay, it's time for us now to... follow the leader. In case you didn't know, today polls have opened in local elections across the country and will remain open until 10 o'clock tonight. And that's why broadcasting is fairly banal across. I'm not just talking about us. I mean, you know, across the board. A total of 4,851 council seats are up for grabs in 88 councils. All of those in Scotland and Wales, plus 34 in England, including 27 counties. All of this is, of course, great news for democracy, but not amazing news for us. As you know, at this point of the day, we like to run a feature about UK politics. But unfortunately, what we just said there about the polls, that's the only thing we can say about UK politics today. Nevertheless, there's nothing worse than having a gap in our show's schedule that we just have to fill with puerile waffle. Imagine. So just for today, we're going to catch up with some of the planet's various leaders as we...
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader.
Follow me!
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, leader.
Okay, let's begin with one. No, let's not begin with one. Let's start. Let's have two. Two for one. Come on. Two leaders. The leader of the free world, Donald J. Trump, and the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas. They've been meeting at the White House. Donald Trump is hoping to lend a hand to a peace process between Israel and Palestine.
I'm committed to working with Israel and the Palestinians to reach an agreement. But any agreement cannot be imposed by the United States or by any other nation. The Palestinians and Israelis must work together to reach an agreement that allows both peoples to live, worship, and thrive and prosper in peace. And I will do whatever is necessary to facilitate the agreement, to mediate, to arbitrate, anything they'd like to do. But I would love to be a mediator or an arbitrator or a facilitator, and we will get this done.
Now, could you pass me some toilet paper? He's talking from his lavatory there. And this was Mahmoud Abbas's reply in the same press conference in a separate lavatory.
سيادة الرئيس الاستراتيجي الوحيد هو أن نحقق مبدأ الدولتين دولة فلسطين بعاصمتها القدس الشرقية لتعيش بأمن وسلام واستقرار إلى جانب دولة إسرائيل على حدود 1967.
Yeah. Oh, he's a joker. Insightful stuff there. That's not the only hot date that's been happening, though. Yesterday, the final two French presidential candidates met up for a steamy TV debate. Oh, get a room already, you two! Une chambre, s'il vous plaît! Emmanuel Macron accused Marine Le Pen of playing into the hands of the terroristes.
I will not be prepared to negotiate, and I will fight at all levels against Islamic terrorism. But the trap they are laying is the threat that you carry, civil war. Terrorists are waiting for us to divide. They're expecting a discourse of hate.
Okay. But Le Pen hit back. She said that when Macron was in Algeria, he said that French colonialism was linked to crimes against humanity. And she argued that it was that fooled that terrorism.
Well, how can you be surprised that a certain number of young people say, well, if France committed a crime against humanity against us, why shouldn't we make them pay for that crime? Don't you think that you have a considerable responsibility?
Yeah. That was a proper ding-dong, wasn't it? I mean, forget Klitschko, wasn't it? That was the one, wasn't it? Ooh. 11 rounds. The chief scout leader. That's another leader for you, you see? Follow the lead. Wow, tenuous. The chief scout leader, Bear Grylls, he's had a busy week also. He's been talking to his publisher about the inspiration of his Will Jaeger. Is it Jaeger?
Yeah, I think so.
Will Jaeger book. A Jaeger book. Everyone loves a Jaeger book.
Jaeger book.
Hey, Jaeger
book.
That's where you get a Ladybird book and you sink it into a pint of beer. His Will Jaeger book series.
When I found my grandfather's trunk and the top secret papers inside, not only did they reveal that my grandfather was a commanding officer of Target Force, but they also provided the inspiration for my novels featuring Will Jaeger, ex-SAS, survival expert and adventurer. We introduce Will Jaeger in Ghost Flight when he's asked to lead a team of former elite warriors into the depths of the Amazon jungle to investigate the crash site of a World War II warplane. What unfolds is an extreme survival quest and a shocking mystery reaching back into the horrors of Nazi Germany.
All right, mate. Speaking there, of course, from his toilet, which is never, ever used. There'll be more Follow the Leader with a little bit less Bear Grylls at the same time tomorrow. Here we go. And freeze! We froze. Did you freeze? I froze. I was quite taken by this story in The Times.
Go ahead.
Speaking of leaders.
Yes.
Did you know there are leaders among fish?
No, I didn't. I don't know much about the fish community, to be honest.
Well, turns out that shoals of fish have leaders that help to protect the group when they come under attack. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
What do they do?
I don't know. They took 300 guppies. This is the University of Bristol. They took 300 guppies from rivers with varying predator levels and placed them in a maze. They lay there flapping about because they haven't put any water in there. For each fish, tracking software was used to measure decision-making and shoal cohesion. In high predation areas, shoals that had defined leaders were better at staying together, the research showed. So there you go. Christos Ioannou, whose study is published in the journal Science Advances, which is the biggest of all the science journals.
Really?
Ah, Science Advances is the one. There's Simply Science, there's Science Advances, there's Science and Motor Caravans, that's another big one. And What Scientist magazine, that's
is there not like the opposite of Science Backward Steps? where they get something wrong and they surely you have to still log that.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Anyway, Christos said groups can be guided. I don't know if he talks like that. Groups can be guided by leaders or where everyone contributes. The study shows that decision making in social groups within a species can vary depending on predation, even within a small geographical range. Which is, you know, I mean, they're complex, man. They're complex. Mm. I was talking to this fascinating woman once who told me that, you know, people always say fish don't feel pain. They can't feel pain, right? Everyone always knows. They know. Right?
Is that true?
Well, I mean, a lot of anglers say that. Oh, they've got no feeling. They can't feel pain.
Sounds like something a pescatarian would say.
That's not a thing. Anyway, they say...
What? It is. Did I get the word wrong?
I'm just saying it's not a thing.
Oh, you're just saying because you're a vegan.
I'm saying, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I'm saying, come on, you know better. So stop it. Anyway, fish, they did this test because I met this woman. She has to do tests to demonstrate whether or not animals feel pain.
Mm.
How do you do that? How can you prove that an animal feels pain the same way we feel pain?
Sounds like quite a fun test.
So what they do was they built these two tanks.
Mm.
And one of them was very natural, right, for fish, and they liked it. So it had lots of leafy sort of underwater plants and lots of cover, and they could sort of hide under there, and they liked it. That's where they wanted to be. There was another tank that was quite brightly lit and sparse, completely bare, and they didn't like going in. So they interconnected these tanks,
mm-hmm.
and the fish wouldn't go in that tank. But if they just clipped one of their fins just a tiny bit, on the end, if they then put an analgesic in the water in the bare tank, like
what's an analgesic?
Basically, like
paracetamol.
Aspirin. Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Literally a painkiller, like aspirin or paracetamol. The fish would swim into that tank and they would stay in that tank. Isn't that interesting?
That is quite interesting.
Not as interesting as dishwashers, I know, but
it's a better way of doing that experiment than I would have come up with.
Yeah, what would you have come up with?
I would have just punched some fish and see what happens.
Just punch them and see if they run. Yeah. See if they punch back. It's a good plan, Cornelius. Stupendous. We'll be talking more about fish, dishwashers and fish washers after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
In Britain, transit means business. Business for... and... or... and at your local transit show live, it means money-saving business. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer between the 13th and 21st of May, take a test drive, and you'll save £500 on selected new Ford commercial vehicles. Ford. Go further.
To qualify for the additional £500 customer saving off the recommended retail price of selected new Ford commercial vehicles, you must test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 13th and 21st of May 2017. Contract between 13th and 21st of May 2017. Register between 13th of May and 31st of December 2017. At participating dealers only. Excludes Ranger XL and XLT models.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got 15 litres of Magnolia or Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £17.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
The northbound stretch of the M5 seeing one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle. That's between junction 5 for Droitwich through towards 4A for the M42 in the roadworks area. The M6 heading northbound also seeing one lane closed, queuing traffic and long delays, all due to an accident involving a car and a van. Between junction 10 for Wolverhampton through towards 10A, the M54. Congestion through there back as far as junction 8 for the M5. And the A41 in both directions through Blackthorn also closed with very slow traffic due to an accident around the Tame turnoff. I'm Andy Broxton.
Unlimited BT Infinity is broadband like no other. Because you'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal versus major broadband providers. That's on top of super fast speeds of up to 52 megabits. And when you're out and about, you'll get free access to over 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots. Oh, we'll also give you a welcome discount of over 25%. Unlimited BT Infinity. Broadband like no other. Visit bt.com/connect.
New customers, 12-month term. Subject to availability, minimum line speed. Terms apply. Over 25% discount versus existing customer standard price. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. 100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
My God. I don't even know where to start with what's coming in. I tell you what, let's start with the WhatsApp issue. WhatsApp, of course, went out overnight for several hours. People, there was looting in the streets, people crying, talk of all kinds of things happening. How did you cope? Simon, thanks very much for your text. He says, regarding the alarming WhatsApp outage, I continued my conversation in WhatsApp as normal, but then screenshotted the message when I discovered it wouldn't send and sent the screenshot of the WhatsApp message to the person in Facebook Messenger instead. They then wrote their reply in WhatsApp, screenshotted and sent the reply back to me. This continued for most of the evening and became very tedious, but it was better than just sending a message on Facebook Messenger. I'd never do that. Thank you very much indeed for that, Simon. And Pam says, when WhatsApp went down, my family was forced to talk to each other. We don't talk anymore and I'm moving out. Oh, we wish you luck. Pray for Pam. Hashtag pray for Pam. In the meantime, Dishwasher Chat,
yes,
has gone insane. Watco on Twitter says, I don't like to deal with small Tupperware boxes. They make me come out in hives. Plus, they're no good for body parts.
Just quickly.
Sudden dark twist at the end of that.
Where are you on Tupperware boxes in the dishwasher?
Well, it's top shelf.
Top shelf.
Top
always.
Shelf. Always top shelf.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Because you don't want the BPAs coming out or anything like that. It's got to be a mild wash. A gentle wash, not an intensive wash. Even if you've still
saying
body
that,
parts.
I think I have sometimes, if there's no space on the top rack, just bung them on top of the pots on the bottom rack.
Oh, you have not.
Still
that's
upside
so
down.
Wrong. No, 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 no. We were talking about labels on jars. Do you soak them off before you put them in the dishwasher, or do you pick all the little bits of shredded paper out afterwards? Chris Addison,
the comic,
the comedian Chris Addison, he says, I soak them off jam and Marmite jars, but not the others. That's my jar rule.
He's good, I like him, he's funny.
Yeah, the Gorilla replied saying, my favourite Ja Rule is Always On Time featuring Ashanti. Julie says, I soak off jar labels with the thought I might make my own jam or pickles. So far I've just used them for white spirit or paintbrushes.
I didn't realise all these people were washing their jam jars so much.
Jem says, this is the only civilised use for used jars. I've got to tell you, I only buy one kind of jam. Solely because of the jam jars. And it's not necessarily... like they're the nicest
brand?
It's a certain... it's Bon Maman. Right?
Okay.
Because they're such nice jars. You know, the little sort of hexagonally...
okay, so they're like
with
classic
the
jar
red and white.
Shape.
Yeah. It's a beautiful jar. And they know that. They know that. Like, you know, the jam is fine. But they know that.
You're not thinking of Hartley's jam where you got your new modern sort of curved
sort of
slight
bell,
droplet.
The
bell
kind
of.
No, it's beautiful jam.
A disgrace.
It's shocking. It's an absolute shock when I see that jar. If I saw that contour, because how are you going to wash it effectively under the little lip, the little rim? You can't. It's not like your dishwasher's got little fingers that it can go around the inside, is it, of the rim? No. This is awful. I laid it down. I said, we are only buying Bon Maman jam so that... A, the labels come off very easily in the dishwasher, which I like. But B, so that now in our cupboard, the inevitable Tupperware and jam jar cupboard. Do you have that, or do you just throw
it's
all
just
your jam jars away?
No, it's just Tupperware.
I keep all the jam jars.
Okay, yeah.
I keep all of them. They're all interchangeable. You're never going to go, oh, where's the right lid for this jar? They're all the same. They're all the same.
How often do you reuse jam jars?
All the time.
For what?
Jamming, jarring. Well, you know, to store stuff in. You know, you might make up a spice mix or something. Or you might have a nice sauce that you've made and you want to keep it in the fridge for a while. Or you might, I don't know, go down to your local pond for frog spawn.
My kitchen, if there's a nice sauce, it's normally come out of a jar. So there's no point putting it into a different jar.
Well, yeah. Anyway, Julie says, so far she's only used them for white spirit or paintbrushes. I don't know what she's doing with white spirit or paintbrushes. Presumably drinking one of them, I don't know. And then Jem says, I restack ours. He restacks the dishwasher.
Okay, so presumably someone else in his house stacks it incorrectly.
He says, I restack ours when... redacted has done it as please don't put bowls on the top shelf has been misheard as put all bowls on the top shelf. Why would you not put bowls on the top shelf? Bowls only go on the bottom shelf if you've run out of space on the top shelf.
Both shelf for bowls.
You go both ways.
You know
bowls.
What? When buying bowls, I did not think of the dishwasher because I had the really round ones that are very hard to...
Yes,
take up a lot of space in that dishwasher.
It's like trying to wash bowler hats.
Yeah.
It's horrendous. Yeah.
I should have gone for a more flat, sort of plate-like bowl.
Yeah. My parents bought some beautiful bowls, two beautiful bowls for me and Kim. They're really gorgeous things. But the dishwasher, they're impossible. You've got no purchase. They're like perfect hemispheres.
No.
There's no
chance, and they won't fit into the grooves as well.
You have to lower it in two-handed.
Yeah.
It's impossible. It's utterly impossible. Dishwasher issues, please, on this most auspicious day.
Especially the wooden spoon.
Where does the wooden spoon go? We still haven't resolved that. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Cass, the producer's got a few suggestions as to where the wooden spoon might want to go.
She's just saying all of this because she doesn't have a dishwasher.
She doesn't understand. And I tell you what, after 3 o'clock, we'll do washing up chat if you really want. If you want to do
for the
that.
Dark ages.
All you're doing is making a very, very, very insipid soup.
Yeah.
You know, when you're doing washing up, you just end up with this sort of broth. It's just not, there's no point to washing up. I mean, you know, I'm not saying, it's like saying, why don't people drive Bentleys? it's hard, you know, I'm just saying. There are some people, though, who, like, they resolutely won't get a dishwasher. They're like, I'd never get a dishwasher. No. I like washing up.
Yeah, idiots.
Like,
no
I'm
one
judging
likes
you.
Washing
you,
up.
You shouldn't be allowed to vote. If you are allowed to vote, you should go out and vote today, though. It's elections and that, isn't it? Right. Let's get the... Don't look at me so judgmentally. Let's get the latest news headlines with the not at all judgmental Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
Buckingham Palace's Prince Philip has the full support of the Queen to retire from public duty. The Duke of Edinburgh, who turns 96 next month, will step down in the autumn. Former Royal Press Secretary Dickie Arbiter has told Talk Radio he shouldn't be remembered for his sometimes outrageous comments.
Yes, he does say the odd things from time to time. People chuckle, move on. Don't hold it against the man. You know, what he says sometimes might be interpreted as a gaffe compared to the good work that he has done negates them.
A man from Bournemouth who murdered his baby son in a moment of anger has been jailed for at least 21 years. 34-year-old Robert Hines threw three-month-old Julian against a hard surface. French presidential frontrunner Emmanuel Macron has filed a complaint after far-right rival Marine Le Pen implied he had an offshore account in the Bahamas. She made the comments as the pair clashed in a TV debate last night. A diver has been rescued after he was stranded for 11 hours in the water off Orkney. The Coast Guard says he was conscious and in a reasonable state. And Adele has boosted her wealth by 50% over the last year and is now worth £125 million. The Sunday Times Rich List ranks the singer as the richest musician under 30 in the UK and Ireland. The weather, sunny spells for many, but cloudier in the south, breezy for most with highs of 17 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much. I like that story, Victoria, that the Queen has given her support to Prince Philip. That was a huge surprise to me. I sort of imagine her saying, "You slacker! Not even 96 and you're sacking it all off! Unbelievable!" That's what I was expecting from the Queen, so it's quite a surprise.
Okay.
To hear that, you know, she's fully supporting him.
I like the royal correspondent who said that we shouldn't remember Prince Philip for all the controversial things he said. Oh, okay, then, if you don't want us to. That's fine. We won't remember those.
I've forgotten them. I've literally forgotten them. They're all gone. That was good. Thanks, Victoria.
Cheers, Victoria.
That's all right.
1 hour. Mm-hmm. Bonus news.
Yeah, bonus news.
I've got royal vegetable news.
Thanks very much, Victoria. Come.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
I turned on the telly when I got home from school. You were there in your wellies in a yellow cagoule.
And you know what? The next Full Set Breakfast is going to be a really wild experience. Not because we've got the first election results round one. No, no, no. Really wild because we're joined live by Michaela Strachan, you lucky people, on the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Ding dong.
Michaela Strachan, you broke my heart. Michaela Strachan, you tore me apart. Michaela Strachan, you broke my heart.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So let's clear up a bit of any other business quickly. We were talking about fish earlier. Turns out they have leaders. They're a leader fish. And Julie said, is it true that German fish leaders are called Obergruppenführer? No. No, it's not. No, anyway, Julie was the one who's talking about what she uses her old jam jars for. It's for white spirit, she said. That and as a receptacle for beads for children's craft purposes. She then went on to say that the white spirit is for cleaning used paintbrushes in the white spirit and then drinking it. And then she puts a little asterisk saying that comment was for entertainment purposes only.
Good.
Of course it was. You should never drink white spirit. And certainly not if it's not a cold one. Jem says, we have entire shelves in our house dedicated to jars containing scavenged sea glass. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's a bit of sea glass then.
That must look quite pretty.
I'm sure that does look very pretty.
Can we have a photo of that, if possible, Jem?
I think Jem's at work.
Okay.
But I'm sure we could get one for tomorrow. Yeah. You never know. Dare to dream.
Well, it's just for us, me and you. Yeah. So you want to
get a little LED light in there.
Yeah.
And light that up.
Or just some candles. Exercise caution.
Apparently, you can buy Bon Maman jars on eBay.
Really?
I am literally a millionaire. I had no idea. Thanks very much to Fuffin for that. her name. And Dave says, where do we stand on adding rinse aid and salt to your dishwasher?
It's a
do
must.
You have to ask? Yeah, you
it's
cannot.
A must.
What?
Surely.
How can that even be a question?
Although some of the soap detergents say you don't use to
yes,
you don't
you
need
do.
Salt
yes,
with
you
it.
Do.
But if
yes,
you read
you
the
do.
Box, it still says still add
yes,
the salt.
Yes, you do.
Always do it, guys.
The minute the light comes on.
Yeah.
None of this. Always have spare. Always have spare.
If you want to be buying a new dishwasher every 3 years, then be our guest.
Yeah. How often, Cornelius, sir, do you feel it's appropriate to upgrade your dishwasher there?
I wouldn't know. I've only sort of ever had one. Yeah. I only moved out of my parents' house about a year ago, so.
Yeah.
And it's still going strong.
That's great, mate. Tell us your there's a story.
Yeah,
that you
I've got.
Really
I found a story
share.
In today today's Metro on page 12.
Oh yeah.
The international relations commentator Leo Sayer, formerly of Top Loader, has said.
Wait,
that,
what? Wait, what? Hang on a minute.
The actual Leo Sayer,
as in you got the body to walking. The 70s singer.
Yes, that's correct.
He wasn't in Top Loader. That was another guy.
Was it? Oh.
He had the same hair.
Yeah, yeah,
he looks
same
like
hair,
Struel
sorry.
Peter.
That's my mistake.
Top
Loader. I wasn't alive. Don't blame me. Anyway, Leo
oh my
Sayer.
God, that's so depressing.
Sex charge is a setup to snare Assange, claims singer Sayer. Leo Sayer has said that the sex allegations against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is a setup. And just ahead of his tour that... Say is about to go on. He is going to visit
Julian Assange. Is not touring.
No. Well, he's going to visit Julian Assange, which is odd, isn't it? And this, he's going to visit at the Ecuadorian embassy. He's going to pop in and say hello. And then this reminded me of a story going back to February of this year, where there were rumours that Pamela Anderson was sexually involved with Julian Assange, and they were going out with each other.
They are both. Blonde bombshells.
Yeah, yes, and she was visiting him. But for me, why this story is important is that Julian Assange has become a new sort of PR activity for touring celebrities.
Yeah, he's one of those stop-offs like Stonehenge.
Well, no, he's like the British version of Carpool Karaoke now, isn't he? Like, all these celebs over want to get in that car, all the pop stars, don't they? And here, what it seemingly is now, is you want to get a date with Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy.
Yeah, he just needs to stick a couple of GoPro cameras in there.
Yeah, and then you've got a format.
CD and that's, he's away there. Yeah.
But I find it very odd that just these celebrities just sort of pitching, especially the that's Pamela good. Anderson one.
I met Pamela Anderson. Once.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was this?
No, I was in her... What's she like, Chloe? You know, she's... I was in her hotel bedroom.
What happened?
Offering her $50,000. I'm serious. So I was
what
a writer on the World Music Awards. I wrote the script for the World Music Awards. I did it for about 6 years.
Okay, the World Music Awards. Can't say I've heard of them. Are they under a new
always,
name now?
It's always in Monaco, or it always was in Monaco and stuff, because it was owned by people in Monaco.
Mm.
And it was a very strange project to work on, and it was always chaos.
Mm.
And what happened was, 1 year, Sharon Stone was hosting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd written this script for Sharon Stone. I'd had no access to Sharon Stone to talk over the script or anything, but that was kind of standard. And it's the day of the show, and I'm sort of getting increasingly antsy. Now, the thing is that a massive TV company in the States have bought into this award. So they say, look, we don't like Sharon Stone as a host. We'd like you to get a different host. And the woman who runs the World Music Awards said, well, I've just paid her $100,000. So I'm sorry, but you're stuck with Sharon Stone. And they say... Okay, well, you can keep Sharon Stone, but you've got to have a co-host. So they're casting about, and they go with Ricky Martin, right? The Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
So I write this whole script for Sharon Stone and Ricky Martin. and stuff.
On the day? That's quite a big ask,
well, it's
isn't
like the day before, like the, it's 2 or 3 days before that had been, that had been sort of sorted out, because the idea was that he'd get an extra award and maybe he'd host the co-host the show, right? And so I wrote all this stuff specific to Sharon Stone and Ricky Martin. And then there are all these muttering. I can see, like, stressy-looking phone calls. The producer's there, the director's there. And I'm thinking, this doesn't... This is not looking
You've
good.
You've not lost Martin.
This is like half past 10 in the morning. Ricky Martin, he was... Last night, Ricky was living La Vida Loca, and he just wants to sing a song and get his award. Really, Connie Coho, please, we need him to co-host. No, he just wants his award and sing a song. Like, okay, so need to find a new co-host, right? So then we're racing around and someone says, Jason Derulo, we'll get Jason Derulo to do it, blah, blah, blah. And then we talk to his people and they're up for it. Then we have to talk to Sharon Stone's people. And they're like, who's Jason Derulo? And they're like, he's great, he's really big.
He says his name
all the time on his records. So we do that. Finally, everyone's on board. It's this is all on. So I'm frantically doing a find replace in the document for like Ricky, Jason, all the references to like Latin American culture. That's all going to have to go. Frantically rewriting the whole thing. And but I do it. I manage it. And it's like it's the day of the thing. And it's got to 6:30. There's a red carpet event happening. And we're supposed to be filming some links on the red carpet with Sharon Stone and Jason Derulo. At about 7:00. Still haven't met them, haven't gone through the script at all with them. No idea what's going on, but at least I've done the script. And I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling quite confident.
Yeah.
I see the talent producer walking across the red carpet. Like, we're out in the lobby of this venue. And I'm like, hey, we've done this. This is going to be okay. And I say, how's it going? And he says, well, pretty... You know,
did he swear?
Pretty.
No.
Yeah. I hate it when people swear.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
That's he says, well, it's pretty... since Sharon dropped out. And I say, what? And he says, oh, you didn't hear? This is 6:30 on the night of the show.
Really? Carriages are surely expected around 7.
Well, quite. So it turns out that the organiser of the World Music Awards, she never paid Sharon Stone $100,000. And the agent said, if you don't pay by 6:00, then we're walking. She didn't pay it. So they walked. So now we've got no main presenter. So me and the talent producer literally run out of the building, down the red carpet, past the celebrities, out of this thing, down the road to the hotel, into the hotel lobby, into the lift, up to the 5th floor, knock on the door and say to Pamela Anderson, how would you like $50,000 and to present the show in 45 minutes? And she goes, okay. And then she guts every joke out of my script.
Really?
Every last...
What, she removes it or
she guts it.
Didn't perform it well?
No, she
didn't even attempt to perform it.
Takes them all out.
Okay.
Every last one.
But I bet you still got paid, though, presumably. Or at least free dinner, was it?
I did, in blood-spattered euros. they weren't blood-spattered.
Wow.
I'll tell you whose euros they were. Well, you catch up with the traffic and travel. And after that, we're all over Datchet. We're going to Southampton and Solent to find out what's going on there.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Hey, Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. What are you waiting for? Get it today and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. RootMetrics UK 4G comparison of 4 mobile networks. July to December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with a new car or van at their sales event between the 28th of April and the 7th of May. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, registered by the 31st of May. At participating retailers from the 28th of April to the 7th of May. £500 on a prepaid debit card. Full T's and C's apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/sales event.
At DFS, you'll find an inspiring choice of spring collection sofas. They're all handmade to order and up to half price. But selected sofas end Monday. DFS.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those aren't my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. And our latest clever product, the Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge, has just got even better. It's now been officially tested to lift up to a massive 140 kilos. If you fit doors, windows, or cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The new, improved Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Now up to 140 kilos. Available from builders merchants nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M5 heading northbound sees one lane closed with heavy traffic due to a broken down car between junction 6 for Worcester through towards 5 for junction 5 for Droitwich. It's happened in the roadworks area, so do expect some extra congestion. Staying on the M5 northbound, I've got one lane closed on the exit slip road as well, junction 4 for Bromsgrove. Traffic though coping well. M6 heading northbound, one lane closed, queuing traffic there to be found with long delays due to an accident between a lorry and a van. That's happened between junction 10 for the Wolverhampton through towards 10A, the M54, although congestion back to the M6. I'm Andy Broxton.
Unlimited BT Infinity is broadband like no other. Because you'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal versus major broadband providers. That's on top of super fast speeds of up to 52 megabits. And when you're out and about, you'll get free access to over 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots. Oh, we'll also give you a welcome discount of over 25%. Unlimited BT Infinity. Broadband like no other. Visit bt.com/connect.
New customers, 12-month term. Subject to availability, minimum line speed. Terms apply. Over 25% discount versus existing customer standard price. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back. Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Baloney.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
So Philip Green, still on the rich list, even though he took a £433 million hit last year. Still got his yacht, the Lionheart. I'm wondering, is it ever going to dock in Southampton and Solent? Because, you know, it's a very big yachting scene down there. Well, we're going to find out with the guy that we're about to talk to. He's called Joe Venable, and he's a freelance reporter down there. This is a feature called All Over Datchet. It's where we throw a spotlight on an area of the UK that doesn't necessarily get as much attention as we think it deserves. Here we go. It's time.
All Over Datchet.
All Over Datchet on Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you down there?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you yourself?
I'm all right, actually. Thank you very much. The Pepsi Max has kicked in, and I'm feeling fairly animated.
Well, that's good to hear.
It was touch and go.
Down here, the people of the south are lining the banks of the Solent, waiting to see Philip Green's yacht. It's a massive event, desperate for a glimpse. Everyone.
Oh, everyone wants to look at his yacht.
Oh,
is his yacht coming?
Well, we live in hope. It's
you never know.
Little people dream of getting to glimpse Philip Green in his wonderful yacht.
No one can sport an open neck shirt like that guy, right?
Ugh, I mean, what a man! Oh, yeah,
those stubby special fingers slicking oil through the hair. Oh,
yes. Oh man, he's a sex symbol and a businessman.
He certainly is. Ah, dear. So, Joe, you're a freelance reporter in Southampton, Solent. What's the patch like down there?
Oh, it's lovely. I mean, there's the big city, Southampton, Portsmouth and Winchester, but by and large, it's all fields, it's lots of farms, lots of water, beaches down in Bournemouth, wonderful national parks, you know, South Downs, the New Forest. It's a lovely patch. It's a great place to live.
Are you a native?
I am a native, yeah. I was born and raised in Southampton. Sotonian, we're called, or a Scumtonian. That's what the Portsmouth people call us.
Of course, you've got all of that rivalry thing going on.
Potty-mouth Portsmouth.
Potty-mouth Portsmouth.
It's fierce. We are full of hatred.
Yeah, or as they say on Brittany Ferries, Portsmouth.
Yes, and we like that because it sounds a bit like Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Which is mortifying.
Definitely insulting on some level.
Both a stupid animal and a sort of mushy food stuff, isn't it, Moose?
What do Southampton people call Portsmouth people?
It's a family show.
Yeah, it's not repeatable.
Is it not? It's not like poopy or something. Poopy Pompey.
Well, that's good. I'll write that down for the next big derby.
Front page.
Poopy Pompey. Yeah, Poopy Pompey. No, but skates is what we call them, which is some sort of fish, I think. It's not actually that insulting, really, but skates do look a bit funny. So.
Skates.
Yeah.
It's good, it's because it's got a sort of onomatopoeic.
Yes, yeah, it's true. But it's not as good as Scumtonian, let's be honest.
No.
They're one-upping us in that department.
Don't worry, there's still time. We've got a few stories to talk about from your area. The first one's about a Flybe crew welcoming some what? Turtles.
Yes, some snake-necked turtles onto their plane, which has led to the wonderful headline, Snake-necked turtles on a plane. snakes on a plane. Yeah. But do you see what they've done there?
Will someone get these snake-necked turtles? Wow. Why are they being flown? Are they just saved up all their life? Because they must have quite good pension schemes, turtles.
They do, yeah. They're going for a holiday, by the sounds of it. Yeah. London Zoo doesn't want them anymore. The National Reptile Zoo in Kilkenny, Ireland, does. So, Flybe have been selected as the optimal flight provider to get them there safely. United Airlines was not selected. unclear reasons.
I'm feeling like snake neck turtles might be like they're a bit disturbing to look at, aren't they? Because they're a bit sort of long and bobby.
Can you get turtleneck snakes?
Turtleneck snakes.
Turtleneck snakes, yes. The sort of fashionable snakes who consider themselves a bit hip.
They hang around in Parisian cafes talking about philosophy.
And they smoke hashish.
Yeah,
I know them.
Awesome.
The turtleneck snakes.
Good. Well, I think we've rinsed that story. Let's move on to this crackdown on dangerous delivery cyclists.
Yes, this is specifically the headline in the Hampshire Chronicle says Deliveroo cyclists. Well, let's not tar them all with the same brush, but some of them seem to be riding on our pavement.
Deliveroo?
Yes. Oh, my goodness, I'm writing that down as well.
Yeah.
Poopy Pompey Deliveroo. This is a great day.
Yeah. If ever you need some fairly desperate wordplay, you know, we're your one-stop shop.
Brilliant. Oh, fantastic. I'll be emailing all the time.
It's always a great substitute for actual humour. What are they doing? They're driving on pavements.
Yeah, and they're going through red lights, and they might be knocking over pedestrians. One, apparently, according to one PCSO, Neil Parker, he says he spotted one cycling the wrong way.
He was facing backwards.
Yeah, that's as I understand it. Yeah, he's looking at the back of his bike and
incredible.
Trying to put his arms behind his back to do the handlebars, which is ill-advised. Let's be honest.
Can I suggest if you want to clear that up, send my mum down there.
Oh,
my mum.
What's this?
She does not like cyclists on pavements.
Really? What would she do? Would you get a big broom and push it through the spokes so they fly off?
She'll do something like this. Are you ready? I think I'm allowed to say this on air.
Mm-hmm.
She'll do this. She'll go, "You're not supposed to cycle on the pavement."
Wowzers.
Yeah.
That sent shivers down my spine.
It works. It just works.
I just passively, aggressively stand in the middle of the pavement and walk really slowly.
I would say just have a box of thumbtacks that you just, if they're coming, just sprinkle them on the pavement and then a magnet on a stick to pick them up afterwards.
A cyclist at high speed, they could do some damage.
Especially
stick out a fist.
With a Deliveroo box on the back It's the same problem in Canterbury, I can tell you that.
Nobody needs half a litre of piping hot Madras tipped over them.
No.
Great fun. Actually, I'm happy about the crackdown because I hate Deliveroo so much. I hate particularly... Well,
that's your opinion.
But the name Deliveroo sounds like a kangaroo, doesn't it? And they've got the kangaroo picture, which suggests that they're taking the food from down in a pouch, doesn't it? Like a kangaroo has a pouch. Yeah. They're taking food out of their pouches. But I don't want food that's been down somebody's pouch.
I think I do. I think that would make it extra savoury and tasty.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it... If I said to you, I've got some KFC down my Y-front,
I would believe you. I would believe you 100%.
It's sensible to keep some just in case you leave your lunch at home or need a snack at 3 p.m. sort of time.
Yeah, but not on public transport. Let's move on. Salisbury's Iron Man. There's an Iron Man.
Yes.
What
it's
is this?
Terrifically exciting. This is a little bit north of where I am. Really, we're straying into Wiltshire here, but it's such an exciting story. Yeah, Iron Man in real life. This fella, Richard Browning, he's an inventor, and he's managed to basically attach a few jetpacks to his arms and legs, and he's done some flying. For a TED conference, and everyone's saying he's the next Iron Man.
He made Mineral News days ago.
Yeah, that's true.
So even big week for him.
But to be honest, I wasn't listening. So it's fine. I can't believe he's allowed to get away with that. How is that legal? You know, what kind of... There's no form down at the post office, is there, for a license to strap jetpacks to your... leotard and, you know?
Yeah, and you feel like air traffic control probably wouldn't be particularly aware of who strapped jetpacks to themselves at any given time. So, yeah, big questions to be asked.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're leaving the EU, which means we move away from our shared skies policy. That could also have an effect. So lots to think about for the Wiltshire Iron Man, but equally, flipping heck, he's flying.
Yeah, that's cool.
I can't
Could revolutionise Deliveroo.
No cyclists on pavements then, they're in the sky. Finally, before you go, we've been talking about dishwashers because it's the sort of the burning issue of the day. Basically, there's a by-election on. Do you have a dishwasher? How do you feel about the stacking? Is there a protocol? Do you get angry with people when they stack it wrong?
Well, I live with my parents and four brothers.
Do you have a rotor?
We do actually. Yeah, we do have a rotor.
Yeah, that's how my family used to work.
Lunchtime is a free for all.
Yeah,
it's pretty chaotic, and I tell you, it does get busy in there. And if things aren't correctly stacked, that's a problem. And the thing that gets me most is you have there's big prongs to put big plates on, and small prongs to put small plates on.
And when people don't respect that,
they put small plates in the big prong area.
Oh,
and that's. Yeah, that causes all kinds of problems. I'm glad you're kind of raising that, actually. Cause it is
We're just trying to raise awareness. Joe, it's been an absolute delight to talk to you. If people want, are you on the social media and business, if people want to follow you on Twitter?
I'm on the Twitter, Joseph CHV, Charlie Henry Venable, maybe.
Whatever you are. Joe, it's been lovely to talk to you. Thanks so much. And give our regards to Southampton and Solent and all of that. Thanks
a
lot.
It's been a pleasure.
Take care. Coming up after the 3 o'clock news, we've got News M on Go. We're talking about princes. What else could we talk about today? And also, we've still got Toppling Juncture, the topical quiz based on the 2p coin fall games that you get at the end of the pier. Don't know why no one's thought of it before. Stay with us.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party.
Countdown to the election on Talk Radio.
The Alternative Rich List on Talk Radio with the Sunday Times. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different. All this week at Drive, Sam Delaney looks ahead to the amazing stories and secrets behind the nation's other gazetteer of greatness. Where wealth is defined by more than what's in your bank account.
Investigate the alternative rich list with the Sunday Times. All this week at Drive from 4 with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. Brought to you by Skoda. Driven by something different.
Ali's tricked you citrus salmon.
My husband doesn't much like healthy food. He says it's boring. He says it doesn't fill him up. Thinks it's not proper food. We're having citrus salmon for supper tonight. And one of my little tricks is to add zest of orange, a little black pepper and parsley. My other little trick is not to tell him it's healthy.
Find Ali's Tricked You Citrus Salmon recipe in store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Let's make more of the garden. Because right now, at Wix, there's 3 for 2 across gardens and landscaping, including all decking and wood care. Wix, let's do it right. Exclusions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, retirement calls for Prince Philip, police force fine thousands, and Adele is rolling in it.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has led tributes to the Duke of Edinburgh after it was announced he's giving up public engagements in the autumn. Theresa May says a whole country would want to offer him our deepest gratitude and good wishes. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more from Buckingham Palace.
Prince Philip is 96 next month and is still patron, president or member of more than 780 organisations. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says his clear sense of public duty has been an inspiration for more than 60 years. These people certainly agree.
Everyone forgets he was in the war. He served this country well.
I'm just amazed that he's not retired before.
He's my favourite, purely for his sense of humour.
We're told the Duke's decision to step back comes with the full support of his wife, the Queen.
A man has been jailed for killing his 3-month-old son by throwing him against a hard surface. 34-year-old Robert Hines from Bournemouth will serve at least 21 years for the murder of baby Julian in April last year. Greater Manchester Police has been fined £150,000 for a data breach. The force sent unencrypted DVDs of interviews with crime victims to the National Crime Agency, but they got lost in the post. It's claimed social media is making teenagers feel jealous, negative or insecure. A survey of 1,000 young people in England has found boys feel pressured to be more muscular and girls thinner. And with £125 million in the bank, Adele is now the richest musician under the age of 30 in Britain and Ireland. The Sunday Times Rich List says her wealth has increased by 50% in the last year alone. Robert Watts, who helps put together the entries, has told Talk Radio he thinks it's possible she could top the main list one day.
What will determine it is whether she wants to keep producing records. And if she's got that passion, then the money will sell. Ironically, she could be significantly richer than the $125 million that we see already because she's avoided the money-making opportunities that a lot of people in her position would have taken.
Okay.
I really liked Alex Dibble's report there.
Incredible work.
I thought it was great. Can we hear it again? Is that possible? Because he's in the Talk Radio helicopter.
Is he?
Yeah, if you listen to it.
Flying eye in the sky.
Flying eye.
But why, oh why?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Prince Philip is 96 next month and is still patron, president or member of more than 780 organisations. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says his clear sense of public duty has been an inspiration for
more than 60 years. Chloe.
These people certainly... Oh,
westbound on the Hanger Lane gyratory, there's a lot of traffic backed up. That was good. That was really good. That was really, really, really good. It was so good.
That's...
Good Adele pun at the start as well.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Rolling, because Jake, one of her songs is Rolling in the Deep.
Yeah. Oh, I just thought you meant like a fox, you know, like sometimes on the lawn that...
No, nothing to do with that. It's to do with money.
Right.
Money, money, money.
Okay, fine. You seem a bit sort of, I don't know, terse is the word that springs to mind.
I don't know why you'd say that.
No, I don't know either. Shall we get the weather then?
Yeah!
All right.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells for many, but cloudier in the south. Breezy for most, with highs of 17 degrees. What? That's it?
Yeah, I know. It's just the way you look at me, I was just like, and what are you going to do about it? You should just have ended every bit like that. And what are you going to do about it? I can't do anything about it.
I don't expect you to do anything about it. You don't have the power to do the weather.
Fine. Like, we're getting heckled by the jingle. Fine, let's have the sport. Fine.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger isn't planning on giving Mesut Ozil a telling off for his aggressive behaviour following the North London derby defeat on Sunday. The German reportedly swore at staff and kicked a door after being asked to take a drugs test. Wenger says his midfielder was merely frustrated at losing the game. West Ham manager Slaven Bilic says now isn't the time to talk about his future. There have been more reports linking his possible replacements with the London Stadium this week. The Hammers are 15th in the Premier League table with 3 games left to play. Bilic says he's grown used to speculation given how long it's been going on for.
Not about individuals, it's about the club.
Do you think the owners will assess you over 2 seasons? Is that what you would like?
I don't
like?
Know, you know, I told you now, like, I've been asked that kind of questions a few times, more than a few times, and I always answer them in the same way.
Finally, cricket. Delhi Daredevils face Gujarat Lions this afternoon in the IPL. It's Sam Billings up against his England teammate Jason Roy. The whole thing's live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Jake Yab in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Hi. And what am I going to do about it? Nothing. I'm not going to do anything about it. Hey, this is Jake Yab in for John Holmes all this week. Thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me. I mean, you don't get any choice in the matter, but I'm here. Cornelius Mendez is here. Cass is here. Chloe's here. We're having a great time. Sam Delaney's here from 4. And obviously the big story today is that Prince Philip is going to be ending his public duties. I mean, the police have also said, would you mind? Anyway, with all of that in mind, are you ready for this, Chloe? It's time to jump in and play News Aim on Go!
News Aim on!
Yes, indeed. It's time to play News Aim on. If you haven't heard it before, it's basically Top Trumps with a bit of Pokemon imaging and stuff. Cornelius and I, we're little Newsé masters doing Newsé battle. We've got our Newsémon that we pitch against each other in a themed battle based on the day's news. And, well, today in the news, all the royal staff of the UK were called into a meeting to be told that Prince Philip was retiring from royal duties. I don't know why they had to have a meeting. Normally when someone leaves here, there's just an email to staff members, or they are just disappeared and we're not supposed to ask what's happened. Although we generally all know. That's what I found, anyway. And then we're informed by management in 2 or 3 weeks' time. Anyway, today's News Aim on Battle will therefore be all about princes. Let us begin the News Aim on Battle! So I guess, first of all, we need to find out what princes we've chosen. Cornelius, what prince have you chosen?
Shrek. Shrek, you know, from Shrek.
Shrek, off of Shrek.
I'm pretty sure he's a prince because he marries the princess.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I guess he becomes the prince,
and
right?
Then he goes on to be king in the third one, so...
Do you think there'll be, like, a Shrek memorial? Like the Albert Memorial? Because, I mean, the Albert Memorial's pretty unattractive. Don't worry about it. I've chosen, thanks for asking, The Prince by Machiavelli. His one of his most seminal texts.
Similar works.
Very similar.
Very similar.
So, well, what have you got as your categories to do battle?
Well, okay, if you're playing Machiavelli, I'm going to go for distance travelled.
Okay.
Because in Shrek 2, Shrek and Fiona have to go and visit her parents in Far, Far Away.
Hmm.
Which is far, far away. Can you beat that?
Yeah, of course I can beat... Well, no, I can't beat Far, Far Away, because no one knows what that is. Okay, well, I can tell you that, according to Wikipedia, Machiavelli was born in Florence, in the Republic of Florence, in Italy.
Okay.
And he died in Florence, in the Republic of Florence in Italy.
Mm.
But his message spread all over the world, which presumably must include Shrek's kingdom
away.
And far, far away. So
yeah.
I'm going to call it Even Stevens because I think it's okay. We can't really measure that for either of them. We can't measure that for either of them.
What's your first category?
My first category is going to be satire. Because
satire.
There's a theory that The Prince by Machiavelli was actually satirical. So all the stuff he was saying, I mean,
what
he advocated.
In it, then?
Well, he advocates murder as a policy instrument and displays clear admiration for the opportunistic slaughter by Cesare Borgia of his own henchman, Ramiro di Orco, who, in his view, had become expendable. Stalin was a massive fan of The Prince by Machiavelli. And people have said he was the first fascist. Napoleon was very big on him. Mussolini loved him too. And yet some people say that the whole thing was intended as a satirical piece and not supposed to be taken literally by fascist dictators. Okay, guys? So, satire.
Okay, well, in Shrek 2, and I wasn't planning on using Shrek 2 solely, even though it is the strongest film.
It's like The Godfather Part 2. If you haven't seen it, it's just incredible.
It's so good. Yeah. There's this scene where Mongo, the giant gingerbread man, is storming the castle, and all the townspeople of Far, Far Away get scared and run out of a Starbucks across the road into another Starbucks,
right.
Which is pretty...
That's biting.
Pretty funny.
That's razor sharp.
Yeah. So
I'd make the point, right? Everyone makes the joke that there's too many Starbucks and they're everywhere.
Mm.
It's Costa.
Yeah.
Costa.
I think you said this fairly
recently. Well, I will keep saying it until finally people do something about it.
No, you're probably right, because you don't see, like, Starbucks machines anywhere.
It's Costa everywhere, man.
So you're saying that Shrek's satire has not quite hit the mark there?
I'm going to say that in terms of satire that expires...
Okay.
That may have had its day, whereas The Prince was written... in 1513 and is still being talked about today. Do you think Shrek will still be being talked about in 500 years?
Probably. It's pretty good, especially the first two. It tails off a bit from then.
Shrek 3D.
No, Shrek the Third.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
So, yeah, I reckon so. I mean, yeah.
The thing is, it's impossible to prove. It's impossible to prove that Shrek won't survive 500 years, so... I would say, technically, it's pretty Even Stevens. However, we need some halftime analysis.
Yeah,
let's go over to Newsmaster himself, the one and only Jim White.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Oh, my God. I am bereft. This has surely got to be the best ever Newsimon battle we've seen. John Holmes will be gutted to be missing this. I've never heard anything so exciting on the radio, and that's coming from a man who broadcasts alongside Danny Murphy. Jake's jabs have been well-timed, well-placed, and so well-executed, he could work for the Texas Justice Department. However, the skillfulness of Cornelius to absorb the blows he's getting and give as good as he takes, he's been clearly working hard in training. For me, I don't care who wins, I just want it to go on.
Cornelius there, working hard, absorbing the blows. Let the second half begin. Fine. What have you got for round two then,
right.
Cornelius? It's the Battle of the Princes in honour of Prince Philip. We've got The Prince by Machiavelli versus Prince Shrek off of Shrek.
Longevity.
Longevity. Okay.
There are... officially, according to Google, 6 installments of the Shrek franchise.
Wow.
Shrek, Shrek 2, Shrek the Third, Shrek the Halls, Shrek Forever After, and Scared Shrekless. So, that in total 6. But I think they've missed out a couple. Shrek 3D,
there
which
was a Shrek 3D, yeah.
Which came as, if you paid a little more money after the first DVD, you got
like
Shrek
seven,
plus Shrek.
It was like £7 extra, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, Shrek plus Shrek 3D, and the little red blue goggles came in with the thing, and it wasn't very good.
No.
And there's always also Far, Far Away Idol, which features on the special features of the Shrek 2 DVD as well.
Forget that.
So I'm going to put that down as 8 8 installments, so longevity, you know, it's a franchise that worked, and frankly, the last one was around 2010 with Shrek Forever After. I'd like to see more.
Me too. I would give anything to see some more Shreks. Well, I got to say, it's not even that long. The Prince by Machiavelli. It's got 26 chapters, but I believe that it's just not that long. As treatises go, so
it does read long. I think I studied it at uni. Probably,
did you really?
I think so. Yeah, we definitely did some Machiavelli.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I just don't know. I've got nothing on that. I think you beat me there.
What was your final?
I've got grumpiness. General grumpiness, because it's not particularly happy toll. It's all about sort of killing things and blowing things up, and in fact there is a theory that it ended up contributing to the modern negative connotations of the words politics and politician in Western countries. The Prince by Machiavelli. So it's pretty gloomy, you know. It's not a particularly upbeat. I don't think anyone would describe it as a feel good book. So quite grumpy.
Well, in Shrek.
What you got for Shrek?
Well, in Shrek, he's always quite grumpy when people are in his swamp, when Donkey is annoying him, or when he has to become king in Shrek Forever After. He really didn't like that. He's very grumpy. He just wanted the quiet swamp life, which he never really got in the end, even with his family and the kids. So, I don't know. He's pretty grumpy. Although on the other hand, Donkey very sort of optimistic about life, very chirpy. It's
very yin yang.
I mean, you would be if you were a talking donkey.
Yes, you certainly would be. You certainly would be. Well, I got to say, I think just on.
Sorry, I've made a big mistake here.
Oh.
Shrek becomes king in Shrek the Third, not Shrek Forever After. He's grumpy in that bit. I'm really sorry about that.
Well, I think on that technicality of the fact that he's actually a king within two installments.
Three.
He's not a... Okay, three. Well, he's not a prince anymore. Like, you've waged this whole battle on a false premise that he's a prince and he's not a prince. This whole thing's about princes. I think you've blown it, mate.
Balls.
Well, we're going to have to throw it to our adjudicators, Cass and Chloe. Cass and Chloe... Can you jump in on this? Can you tell us what's your feeling on this? Who's the winner here out of The Prince by Machiavelli and Shrek off of Shrek?
What, you mean King Shrek off of Shrek?
Oh. Yeah. Well, that says it all, right?
It's got to be Jake, isn't it?
Chloe,
who would you vote for?
Just pretend you were listening.
The first one.
The guy who did the thing that was good. Brilliant. You sound like me when Cass asks if I've read the running order. Fine. Well, I'm sorry, Cornelius, but I think you blew it there, mate. I think you blew it. I think I've beaten you in today's New Zimon battle. Still listening.
New
Zimon. Yeah. Good. Well done. I've got to say, I just at some point during that, I just started doing puns with Shrek, like I want to Shrek you up, and then I went into other Shrek-based puns that are totally unbroadcastable.
Good,
but I welcome any other Shrek puns on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
This will be broadcastable. Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with a Shrek pun.
Yeah, I loved all the Shreks. What kind of Shreks do you like? 87222. Start your text message with the word
talk.
Don't forget, coming up, we've got bonus news with Victoria, with her brilliant positive attitude. And then we've got a toppling juncture, the coin drop-based topical quiz show. That's at around about 4:15. Sam Delaney up at 4. We'll be back with more after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
Oh, there you are. Mrs. Wren says that all Wren kitchens are currently half price. Really, Mrs. Wren? Half price? And VAT free? Are you pulling my leg? And you can get a Neff dishwasher for just £179 when you buy five or more units. This sounds like fake news to me. Apparently not. It's a genuine offer. Fly down to your nearest branch of Wren Kitchens.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
To the McCulloch man, his McCulloch lawnmower is like the finest footballers across Europe coming together to get the job done. And the morning challenge of the tough, unruly grass facing him, that's like the local pub team. Pathetic. He'll cut them down to size long before the midday kickoff. Game over. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch. The power to get the job done.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Severe delays on the M6 as you head northbound. Got one lane closed and queuing traffic all due to an accident between a lorry and a van. It's between junction 10 and junction 10A at the moment, but congestion is right the way back to junction 6. That's the A38M Aston Expressway. Travel time through that stretch around about 60 minutes. The M42 heading southbound as well. Got one lane closed and heavy traffic all due to a broken down vehicle between junction 8 for the M6 and junction 7 for Coleshill. And the M11 is also queuing with traffic heavier than normal around junction 8 for Bishop Stortford. I'm Andy Broxton.
In Britain, transit means business. Business for... and... or... and at your local Transit Show Live, it means money-saving business. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer between the 13th and 21st of May, take a test drive, and you'll save £500 on selected new Ford commercial vehicles. Ford. Go further.
To qualify for the additional £500 customer saving off the recommended retail price of selected new Ford commercial vehicles, you must test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 13th and 21st of May 2017. Contract between 13th and 21st of May 2017. Register between 13th of May and 31st of December 2017. At participating dealers only. Excludes Ranger XL and XLT models.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
I turned on the telly when I got home from school. You were there in your wellies in a yellow cagoule.
And you know what? The next Full Set Breakfast is going to be a really wild experience. Not because we've got the first election results round one. No, no, no. Really wild because we're joined live by Michaela Strachan, you lucky people, on the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Ding dong.
Michaela Strachan, you broke my heart. Michaela Strachan, you tore me apart. Michaela Strachan, you broke my heart.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's been a great show. I've enjoyed it very much. Obviously, there's still about 35 minutes of it left, but... we've been talking extensively about dishwashers. It sort of went like this. There was the WhatsApp outage overnight. We were talking about what a trauma that had been for people and how people survived and all the rest of it. And then that got into me talking about prepping and stuff because there's going to be a drought, apparently. We've had half the rainfall we should have had since last summer. There was a story in the Telegraph today. And that got us onto dishwashers and how do you stack your dishwasher. And I am... I have no hope for humanity anymore. So we were talking about rinse aids and dishwashers. I'm having a slight moment of self-awareness there.
Yeah.
Is this really happening? Yes, it is. Rinse aid and dishwasher salt.
A must. We both agreed. We didn't think it was even in the question.
The moment the light comes on,
yeah.
Just sort it.
I couldn't live with that light being on.
Yeah. Do you know what Brandon Smith says on Twitter?
No, but I already hate him.
He says, oh, I think they do a one tablet thingy for that.
No, it says that you don't need salt, but you still need the salt.
I don't know. I don't need... Like, how did you... What?
Back me up here. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's not difficult. Honestly.
It's just a shame to still see that ignorance in this day and age.
It is. That sort of got us onto people talking about stacking Tupperware in dishwashers. Obviously, only ever on the top shelf, obviously. And Dave says, my other half keeps all the plastic tubs from takeaways we have.
Yes. Yeah,
obviously.
Yes, of course. I do that. I do that.
We have that many now. We have a cupboard just for them now.
Yeah, that's my Tupperware shelf.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
That's fair. There is something that might melt in the...
Don't be hating on your wife there. Don't be hating on your wife. And Beth, hello Beth, texted to say, I've recently moved into a house share. I'm a non-smoker. I can see where this is going. And my new housemates put, in capitals, dirty ashtrays...
Oh, no.
...in the dishwasher. Not okay. I now have to hand wash everything before use. Ah, Beth.
That's like giving your dishwasher a smoker's cough.
That's disgusting.
That's basically what that is.
That is disgusting, mate. That is disgusting. That is disgusting. Cass, what do you do about that? You don't put dirty ashtrays in there. You wouldn't do that, would you? Oh, you haven't got a dishwasher.
And she doesn't have a dishwasher.
I don't care that you don't care about this thread of conversation. I know you're the producer and technically, you know, you have jurisdiction over this, but... You know, this could be... Okay. You could probably actually hear the scream on the microphone from that. If you go back and listen again, talkradio.co.uk, turn up the volume. In the Daily Star today, there's a story saying that Eamon Holmes, of course, friend of Talk Radio, so they couldn't really be bothered anymore.
No.
He was doing some Sunday shows for us, and very good they were too. He set out at the new generation of young TV presenters, saying that most of them should not be given airtime.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that is harsh from
speaking
the big man.
As a young, you know, presenter, Cornelius, how does that make
I'm
you
not really a presenter.
Well, you know, you're here. Here you are.
I am here talking to you. I've met Eamon.
Yeah.
And he's a delightful guy.
He's delightful
and
guy.
Did take an interest in what I do.
Yeah.
So
only
it, so
that
surprised.
He could by proxy slag you off in the Daily Star. Unbelievable.
I am surprised.
The ITV favourite blames the demise of local TV, which used to provide a vital step in becoming an experienced TV host. That's quite a good point, isn't it? Hello.
Well, for the radio, I think this is what Talk Radio sort of stands for.
It's local television.
Yeah.
Done in national radio. That's fair. I think that's fair. Holmes, 57, said... We've got this trend where as long as people are fit... We've got this trend where as long as people are famous or as long as they've come through reality TV, a lot of executives think, well, that's good enough. You should be on and you should anchor. Anchor. But he excludes his This Morning colleague, Ryland Clark-Neil. Funny that.
Yes, but Ryland is fantastic.
He is fantastic.
He's brilliant.
I love him. I'm glad you like him. I like him. Who found fame via The X Factor and Big Brother from his fury. Holmes added, he's a very intelligent lad.
He is.
Condescending, isn't it? He knows his business very, very well. But for every Ryland, there are 99 others that just should never have been on the box ever in the first place, said Eamon Holmes, who, it was alleged, did fall asleep during a programme about 3 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. There's a news story about it. So he fell asleep on telly, which is incredible. And the guy, you know, he spends like 70% of his life on TV. Like, what are you going to do? You know, the guy works hard. I'd like to be an Eamon Holmes sort of character. I think he's pretty
cool. Yeah, when I found him to be very foul-mouthed when the cameras were off.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And that's the joy of it, isn't it?
Potty mouth.
That's got to be the joy of it, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Not lovely bloke, though.
Because there are some people, I think, on TV that you know, you can see that what you're getting is a sort of sanitised, fairly anodyne version of who they really are. Lorraine Kelly. That's another one. I'm serious. I worked with her on a pilot. It was a really mad show. It was a pilot game show where it was about parenting. And you had parents on and they had to guess... questions and stuff about how to parent your child. And my job in the pilot was to be a child for them to parent. And so each week I had to be a different age. And the parent had to parent me. And Lorraine Kelly hosted it. And she was brilliant and was, she had an absolutely disgusting mouth on her, which obviously just made her all the more endearing. It wasn't disgusting. She was just very charming and funny, really.
Mm, I've always suspected a lot about Hugh Edwards.
See, that I don't see.
Really? You think he's, hello, I'm Hugh Edwards.
I'm Hugh Edwards. Should we go for lunch? What do you got in your sandwich?
No, I reckon he's too calm on the television.
I just got cheese. I don't like margarine. I just got cheese.
He's too calm on the news. I think as soon as the camera's off, he is. I reckon, I would not be surprised, and this is purely speculation.
Of course.
If he has his top off and is on the desk going, woo, hunt time!
It's conceivable.
Yeah.
New Zoom Conga! It's possible.
Just to the BBC News music, which is quite dancey.
No, well, he's got, I do know he's got a basement where he just did like a crunk remix of it, and he was begging them, like, can we do that, you know? But apparently not. Apparently not. That's very funny. That's very funny. I nearly wet myself because of him. I went to a party a couple of weeks ago and he was at the party and I was like, oh, I really need to pee. I'm going to go have a pee. And then he walked into the bathroom and I was like, I can't go in there now. I can't. How can you go in there with Hugh Edwards in there? And his mad crunk. He had his top off. Right, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio. The Duke of Edinburgh is retiring from public engagements. From August, the 95-year-old Prince Philip will stop carrying out official royal duties. Buckingham Palace says his decision has the full support of the Queen and is not down to medical reasons. Her Majesty's former press secretary, Dickie Arbiter, has told Talk Radio it's not a surprise.
He did say when he was 90 that he was scaling back. And he did also say at 90 that his short-term memory is not what it used to be. He finds writing speech is difficult, and he's just made a decision approaching his 96th birthday that time now to hang up his speeches, hang up his duties.
Greater Manchester Police has been hit with a £150,000 fine for a data breach. It's after footage of interviews with victims of violent or sex crimes got lost in the post. The French prosecutor's office is investigating allegations Marine Le Pen spread fake news during a pre-election TV debate last night. Her rival, Emmanuel Macron, has filed a complaint after she implied he has an offshore account. A member of his camp says they will not hesitate to prosecute for defamation anyone who repeats is false information. Social media is being blamed for a lack of body confidence among teenagers. The National Citizen Service says its research of English youngsters shows more than half have felt or do feel insecure about their appearance. And a surfer rescued from the sea after 30 hours says he was sure he was going to die. 22-year-old Matthew Bryce says he'll never surf again after being picked up halfway between Scotland and Northern Ireland on Monday. The weather breezy and cool for many tonight. A chance of a little rain across the far south and southeast. Lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be sunny for most. Windy in the southwest with a risk of some coastal gales and highs of 16. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. And I'm super excited because you do shorter bulletins than you used to do. And it was very short, that one, I thought. Because you were motoring through it.
Mm.
You know, there was a bit of glottal stopping there.
Thanks.
Do you know what glottal stopping is?
Yes.
I don't. What is it?
Victoria.
I'm not going
Check.
To explain.
Mate. No, please explain.
No, because I just want to get on with vegetable news.
You just did it.
No.
You just glottal stopped. Glottal stopped.
I haven't done vegetable news.
Yeah, but what's glottal stopping?
Oh, leave me alone.
Fine.
It's that noise.
Anyway, she does these short bulletins with glottal stops in.
What is a glottal stop?
What is a glottal stop is a glottal stop. What is a glottal stop is not a glottal stop. Dropping your T's.
Okay, yeah, I do that all the time.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just observing. It was quick. You were dynamic and you were fast. Anyway, because she does fast bulletins, we sort of need to fill up the time bit. So we do bonus news at this time every day, and it's always animal, vegetable or mineral. Now, here's the thing. You wanted the Archers theme, didn't you?
Well, as John, who is the regular presenter, every day he has a theme tune of Bonus News, which has become... That is the theme tune. It gets played every time, unless there's a special occasion. Mm-hmm. And he has it ready and raring to go, and he makes sure it lasts for the whole bulletin. He doesn't chop and change with different songs which have lyrics or vocals on there to distract from the main reason we're doing this, you know.
Okay, okay. And it's normally the Archers theme, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if this will last for the whole thing, but I've done something extra special for you, an extra thing. Do you want to play? Have you got the introductionary thing out there, Chloe? Let's play that, and then I'll do my bed.
Vegetable news.
Absolutely loving that remix.
Ignore that, Jake.
Here comes,
ignore that.
Here's my bed.
Archers, say what? Extra. Say what now? Archers, say what? Extra.
Come on,
what's
wrong with that? It's fine.
I can't. Just, oh my god.
All my days do me.
How was that?
Did you make that?
Yeah, of course I did.
I just don't think you take this seriously.
I take it very seriously.
You make me do it.
I don't.
And then you ruin it.
Okay, this is a bed, and it will last. All right. So you've got some royal vegetable news.
I'm not happy about this.
Neither, I'm sure, are the royal vegetables. Carry on.
As in the real news, in vegetable news, we're leading on a royal story. This time, though, it's not Philip, it's Kate. So the Duchess of Cambridge has helped children at a farm in London pot vegetable plants and plant onions in the allotments.
That's good. It was fine before. You can glottal stop. Tony Blair did it so famously.
Glottal stop.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got details of the conversation she had with some of the kids. Do you want?
Yeah,
do you want
100%. The bigger reveal? Yeah, are you kidding? 1,000%.
Okay. So while helping to plant the onions, the Duchess asked, "Do any of you like onions?" And then
classic Duchess chat.
Great opening gambit for conversation. Yeah. Do you like onions? Hang on a minute. Yeah, go on, carry on.
And then one of the children replied that they made their eyes water. And then the Duchess replied, "They make things nice and tasty. You can put onions in curries."
Oh, that's nice.
Just shows how connected she is with the everyday working man, that she knows what a curry is.
Yeah, that's
true. I totally agree, 1,000%. I tell you what, I've got better music. If I'd known that was going to be the story, then.
She also fed a lamb.
Oh.
Yeah.
I noticed on the picture caption on one of the papers, it said tried to feed a lamb.
No, it looks like, what's that one?
Successful. It looks quite successful.
Here we go.
Strange things living under logs, but I love onions.
I don't like carry on.
Why
could be her? It could be her. It could be her.
Well, if you want to see a picture of the Duchess mid-conversation about onions while planting onions, then it's on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
How many did you pick up a day? How many followers?
A few.
Oh, really?
I've had, like, more than 20 in the last week, which is a lot for me.
That's good.
That's a new audience.
I've gone up to 1,600 and something.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you for retweeting, Jake.
You're welcome.
Over in the States, a national survey has revealed that American children are more likely to eat French fries than vegetables on any given day, which I think is pretty shocking.
Standard, isn't it?
Well, no, because the age that the parents who were surveyed, one in five one-year-olds had no reported vegetable consumption.
One in five one-year-olds?
Yeah, one-year-olds.
Aren't they just
but
on
one
milk,
in five
though?
One-year-olds might still be just breastfeeding, more or less. Hang on, I'm trying to think. 9 or 10? No, they should be eating vegetables.
Yeah. And apparently, 1 in 4 one-year-olds had fries.
Oh, dear, no.
Yeah, that's the wrong way around.
They're not called French fries in America, are they? They're called freedom fries after the Americans refused... the French refused to... Was it join in the Iraq
war? Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they still call them French fries. I got this from an American place.
Okay, so maybe they've forgiven the French...
Possibly.
Maybe. That's
not
nice
dwell
thought.
On that. Yeah. And there's a picture of a fat baby eating fries on my Twitter page.
Oh,
Victoria_Bourne.
Oh, you bully.
It's got ketchup around its face.
Oh, man. Well, you know, the thing is that there's nothing wrong with a baby eating fries as long as they're not salty. Like, as part of a healthy diet. they do need fat and they do need carbs and stuff, right?
Yeah, but if they're eating fries as opposed to veg.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a suitable replacement. And I eat a lot of chips, so I wish it were the case. Anyway, shall I do the last story?
Do the last story.
And cats are scared of cucumbers. I realise.
This is animal news.
No. Well, I'm.
It's both. It's a twofer.
Yeah, but also, technically, a cucumber's a fruit, but I don't care. So the internet's got another video of a frightened feline with a cucumber. I've taken a picture, and it's on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. And this time, six-month-old Pablo is sitting playing quite happily on a cat perch when the cucumber falls near him, and he practically leaps out of his skin to get away from it and falls off the perch.
It's apparently, I watched a video that went viral along these lines, but it's actually saying how cruel it is to scare cats with cucumbers.
Yeah.
And we're talking about this. I visited my parents' house the other day where my brother and his girlfriend are currently staying while their bathroom's getting done with their cat. And then my mum was like, well, I've never heard of this. It sounds awful. Then watched a video and she was like, but that is funny though. And she's like, that is undeniably funny. And she said, to my brother and his girlfriend, I'm really sorry, but when you're at work tomorrow, I don't think I'm going to be able to help myself. I think I'm going to have to do that.
No. Did she do it?
I don't think she did.
Oh, man.
My brother and his girlfriend are very scared.
I'm having the weirdest deja vu. Yeah, you're not supposed to do it. The animal welfare charities have said, please don't startle your cat with a cucumber.
Especially,
it's a well-known thing.
Especially, when they're eating as well. It's supposed to be when they're at their most comfortable, and that's often when people do
I remember that time when I was sitting in a photo me booth and a guy shoved a peeled one right through the curtain. It was very startling.
Are you okay, Jake?
I'm not okay. Do I sound okay?
No, and I think that explains a lot.
Victoria, that was a lovely bulletin. Thank you.
Vegetable news.
Okay. Excellent. Coming up after the break, I'm delighted to say it's Toppling Juncture. It's the coin fall 2P machine, slidey droppy coin based topical quiz show that's taken the media world by storm. I don't know why no TV companies have contacted us to try to acquire the rights for this format, because it's absolutely unique, I think. Anyway, it's coming up after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk radio. Give it some lip.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europcar's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way.
Europcar deliver and collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Plus, you could win free weekend car hire from Europcar, including £1,000 spending money. Go to talkradio.co.uk for full terms and for your chance to win. Europcar, moving your way. Find out more at europcar.co.uk.
Global superstars Jamiroquai return with the fantastic new album, Automaton. Featuring the singles Cloud Nine and Automaton. Out now.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
So you've been pondering the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just For Men for the first time, and you're curious, is it fast? Easy? Why, yes. It's faster and easier than, say, fighting over the remote with your wife. You want the match, she, that blasted singing contest thingy? Take me home. On the flip side, you could have been done getting rid of your grey with Just For Men by now. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Hey, your hair looks so good, she might even turn off the telly. Just For Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 heading northbound sees very long delays at the moment due to an accident involving a lorry, a van and a car. Between junction 10 for Wolverhampton through towards 10A, the M54. Congestion in the area back as far as junction 6 for the A38M Aston Expressway. The M27 heading westbound got one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle at junction 8. And also the M60 heading anti-clockwise, very slow at the moment, and the exit slip road is closed there on the anti-clockwise stretch due to a multiple vehicle accident. My thanks very much for your tweets and texts on that one. I'm Andy Broxton.
In Britain, transit means business. Business for... and... or... and at your local Transit Show Live, it means money-saving business. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer between the 13th and 21st of May, take a test drive, and you'll save £500 on selected new Ford commercial vehicles. Ford. Go further.
To qualify for the additional £500 customer saving off the recommended retail price of selected new Ford commercial vehicles, you must test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 13th and 21st of May 2017. Contract between 13th and 21st of May 2017. Register between 13th of May and 31st of December 2017. At participating dealers only. Excludes Ranger XL and XLT models.
Make your reservation, yes, for a Sunday afternoon show that's stuffed full of the juiciest cuts from the last 7 days of Talk Radio.
Oh, that pucker, that is. Head chef Catherine Boyle slices and dices her way through all the week's highlights to serve up an exquisite cordon bleu feast for your ears. Left gala, that is.
Blending intense searing debate with spicy supposition, sprinkled with a delicious soupçon of Ian Lee losing the plot.
I can't think!
Okay, I have to tell you now, it's very important. Please be seated at the chef's table for a sumptuous smorgasbord of sensational radio, all carved up for your delight and delectation.
7 days of Talk Radio.
Served up Sunday afternoon from 3, yeah,
on Talk Radio.
What are you doing? You're making a complete meal out of it!
100% hard talk. Jake Yap in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Big shout out to Beverly Turner. Loving the show. It's Jake Yap here in for John Holmes all this week from 1 till 4. Sam Delaney's going to be here in 15 minutes' time. But we like to end the show with a little quiz. It's called Toppling Juncture. It's based on those coin drop machines. It's a fresh idea for broadcasting. Remember, clip clap when you hear the coin drop. Playing with us today, it's Donald in Brighton. Hello, Donald.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks very much for playing. Have you been following this closely? Have you been enjoying it?
I've been watching incredibly closely. I've caught almost everyone.
Have you? Incredible. Incredible. Would you want a medal? you're down in Brighton. How Brightonian would you describe yourself?
I don't own a beret, but I've always considered it.
There you go. That sounds about right. Yeah. Are you beret curious?
Yeah, I'm beret curious.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly how I call it.
Do you own a ukulele?
I don't, but my girlfriend genuinely does. We've got a lovely rainbow-coloured ukulele in the corridor.
How many piercings do you have?
Not a one. I must confess, not a one.
Are you a pescatarian?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's covered everything. Brilliant. I like Brighton. It's just so creative and cool and fun. It is actually a very lovely place. Right. This is Toppling Juncture. If you don't know how it works, let me explain. You've got 6 topical questions. They're multiple choice questions. For every question you get right, you get a figurative coin. You don't get a coin and there isn't a coin, but we pretend there is one, which you can then release into our Toppling Juncture machine in an attempt to get more coins out of the bottom, which again do not exist and represent nothing in terms of a prize of any kind of remunerative value other than our pathetic gratitude for filling in 12 minutes until Sam Delaney gets here. Does that sound clear?
All good.
Bless you. Well, in that case, let's play. Question 1. The live-action adaptation of Beauty and the Beast became the highest-grossing musical of all time in the UK. But what is the name of the actress that played Belle? Is it A, Emma Watson, B, Kate Winslet, or C, Maggie Smith?
A, Emma Watson.
Let's find out if you're right. You are right! Congratulations. Woo. Well done. Now, have a look at the clip clap Toppling Juncture Machine. There's chutes 1, 2, or 3. Which chute would you like to drop your coin down?
3, please.
3's looking quite tasty. Looks quite well loaded, that one. Can we light up chute number 3, please? Excellent. And whenever you feel the time is right, time it well with the sliding platform with the coins on it. Say release the coin.
Release the coin.
Oh. Oh, that sounds quite good. Could be good. Yeah! Clip clap!
Clip clap.
Well done. Well done. Got some coins there that don't exist. Question 2. Black cabbies in the capital must learn some 320 routes through 25,000 streets off by heart in order to get their license. What is the name of the exam they must pass? Is it A, the passion, B, the knowledge, or C, the desire?
It's the passion.
Let's see if you're right. Ah, Donald. I'm afraid it's not the passion.
Oh.
It's the knowledge.
It's the knowledge, okay.
Yeah, you have to.
I suppose the passion is a bit religious, isn't it?
Yes, I think you were thinking of Easter there. okay, well, that's a shame. That's a shame. There's still everything, in a way, literally nothing to play for. Question 3. According to the Sunday Times Rich List, who is the highest earning star in British music with an estimated wealth of a whopping £780 million? Is it A, Elton John? Is it B, Gareth Gates? Think carefully. Or is it C, Paul McCartney?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say Paul McCartney.
Let's find out if you're right. Yes! 780 yes. million quid. Here we are. We've got another coin to drop. Which shoot are you going to go for? 3, obviously a little bit sparser since your windfall in the last one. But what are you going to go for? 1, 2, or 3?
I'll go for 2.
Number 2 this time. Can we light up number 2? And whenever you're ready, release the coin.
Release the coin.
Ooh, dodgy timing. Dodgy timing there.
Hang on. There.
It's sort of gone over. No. Ah! Oh, it's a big one. Clip clap.
Clip clap.
That big sort of ledge of them there. Whew, that was lucky. That was lucky. Well done.
I'm one step closer to pathetic gratitude.
You really are. You already have it. Don't worry. Question.
Man, she had a point, didn't she?
Question number 4. In which Charles Dickens novel was Miss Havisham jilted on her wedding day? Was it A, Oliver Twist, B, Great Expectations, or C, 50 Shades of Grey?
Great Expectations.
Let's find out if you're right. Very good. Did you know that?
I did, yes. I studied it at A level.
Did you?
Gosh. Yep.
What a lot of fun A levels are. okay, well, you've won another coin. Which shoot are you going to drop it down?
1, please.
Number 1 this time. Okay, can we light up number 1, please? And whenever you're ready.
Release the coin.
There it is. Okay, there's quite a few there. No. Hey! Clip clap!
Clip clap. Oh.
And you got a lucky bonus saxophonist to take home and enjoy in the comfort of your own home in Brighton. Well done. Okay, Question number 5. Which breed of dog played Lassie in the famous movie Lassie, which is not based on an Indian yogurt drink? Was it A, Chihuahua, B, Dalmatian, or C, Collie?
C, it was a Collie.
Let's find out if you're right. There you go. A lot of suspense there. Really ramping up. My heart was in my sock. Congratulations, that's another coin. You are having the most phenomenal run here, Donald.
So rich.
So much the same as you were when you... for compliance reasons. Okay, which shoot you? Because you've kind of rinsed them all now. You've had 1, 2, and 3. Which one are you going to go for, Donald?
I'm going to go back to 2, please.
Back to 2. Okay, can we light up number 2, please? Okay, that's number 2 lit up. And whenever you're ready.
Release the coin, please.
There it goes. Will it go down to the next level? Yes, two down. And...
This is phenomenal.
Wow, what a haul.
We have never had a round like this. Good gravy. You can't imagine the levels of prophetic gratitude. Right, final question. Final question. Which famous figure's image replaced Elizabeth Fry on the new £5 note? Was it A, Winston Churchill? B, Gandhi? And I don't know why that's making me laugh so much. There's nothing funny about it. It's just making... Anyway, or C, Mo Farah?
Winston Churchill, A.
Are you feeling confident about that?
I'm feeling pretty confident about that, yeah.
Okay, let's find out if you're right. Congratulations, you are right. I'm sad it's not Mo Farah, if only for, well, obviously he's a national treasure. Everyone loves doing the Mobot, but that voice is incredible on that meat replacement advert.
You train hard and you eat right. You train hard and you eat right.
Sort of feel like, oh, we've got Mo Farah, he's going to do the advert. Oh my God, we've got Mo Farah, that's fantastic. Yeah, let's get him in. If you want to come through into the voice booth, Mo.
Yeah.
Okay, and you just have to say, you train hard and you eat right.
You train hard
practice
and you eat
protein.
Right. You practice protein. You train hard and eat.
Right, he actually makes that noise when he's running. Did you know that?
I did not.
Any kind of rhythmic physical activity. Anyway. Anyway, well done. You've won a final coin. Which shooter are you going to plump for?
I'm going to go three, please.
Number three. Can we light up number three, please? Let's see if you can turn this into a full house of winning coins in your own time.
Release the coin.
There it goes. Ah, no. It's right on the edge there. Hang on. It could. Well, oh, Donald, you have definitely got our pathetic gratitude. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful contestant, and give our fond regards to all the ukulele owners of Brighton.
I'll say when I next go to the meeting.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for playing. You've been a wonderful sport. That was Donald in Brighton. If you'd like to play Toppling Juncture, the game show that literally no one is talking about, including myself, it's jake.yap@talkradio.co.uk. We've got some proper content coming up with Sam Delaney. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
About the French elections, French election debate last night, which got very fiery and exciting and insulting. So yeah. That'll be fun. We could play clips out, but who speaks French? None of us.
I do a bit, actually.
Okay, well, you'd literally be the only person who'd understand it. So I'll just guess at what they said.
Yeah, fair.
We'll be doing that. We'll be doing...
I like that idea, though. You should do that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Is that what you're going to do?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't think there's anyone in this... I mean, presumably you want to get off. And I can't imagine that anyone else other than you is going to be able to make head nor tail of what they're on about.
She's asking, has anyone got a lighter?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Where is the tourist? The Uwe Le Sandy Cad Initiative. I definitely picked up her saying that at some point. Beyond that, yeah. No, rubbish.
Shame le cinema et le tennis.
Yes. So that we're doing something about why people are boozing less than ever. We are also going to have one of the world's most wanted men live in the studio. And that's not even where I'm doing a trick. He really is. He's a guy who's written a book about being on the run. His name's Fast Eddie, and he's coming in here.
Oh, well, I thought you meant wanted as in, like...
No, wanted by the law.
As lusted after.
Yeah.
Really? Mm.
Should you be teasing ahead
for
that?
I was going to say.
Don't worry, because... He's anonymous. He's just called codename Fast Eddie.
Really?
Yeah.
And also, the Talk Radio building has embassy rights, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. You have immunity in
there.
Yeah.
Assange actually wanted to come here before Ecuador to come
out. They didn't want to give him a show.
Well, they offered him overnight. I'm failing off. Well, we look forward to it. It's going to be a great listen. Sam Delaney after 4 o'clock. That's it from me. Thanks, Chloe. Thanks, Cass. Thanks, Cornelius. I will see you tomorrow from 1 for one last time this week. Goodbye!
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The decisions, the debates, the deadlines.
Oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm bored.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.